This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, GOFFENAFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
All my favorite pumpkin treats.
Back at Freshest Big Boy.
Pumpkin cheesecake. Pumpkin spice caramel cake.
Pumpkin pie.
And they're all scrumdilly upsets.
And they are for big kids, too.
Did you know the pumpkin is a new superfood?
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
And pumpkin!
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Harmon Field in Wapakoneta. It's a crisp, chilly night, slight wind blowing into the east side press box.
Perfect.
Where we are. Don't think the wind will be a factor tonight. No precipitation in the forecast. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Division 6 playoff game tonight, Region 23, semifinal action, and a 10-1. Sherwood Fairview 10-1. Chuck, it should be an outstanding game. Sherwood's won 10 straight, Anna's won 6 straight. Each team coming off big triumphs a week ago. When you look at the computer rankings, each was an upset. Number 5, Anna, beat number 4, Minster. Sherwood Fairview all over Lima Central Catholic, or I shouldn't say all over, beat them by 2, but thoroughly outplayed them. Second straight year, Sherwood has won its opening playoff game on the road. Last year advanced to the regional finals. Last week was Anna's first playoff win in 10 years. Rockets have the talent to go very deep in the postseason here in 2019.
Yeah, they certainly do. They got a big hurdle out of the way last week at Minster. I really thought that was going to be a competitive game, and quite honestly, for about halfway through the third quarter, it was, and then Anna just turned it on. And their offense in the last three games against Delphi St. John's, against Coldwater, and against Minster has been unstoppable.
Yeah, nearly 300 yards on the ground last week by Anna's Riley Hillscamp alone. The team produced 600, almost half of those rushing by one young man himself,
right,
Riley Hillscamp. The big play could be a factor tonight. We could see a lot of them up and down the field. This Fairview Apaches team features five wideouts who've caught the ball more than 15 times this year, each one of them. A passing quarterback is a screen machine. Anna's defense, which got burned through the air last week, especially in the second half, has got to be on its toes tonight.
Well, they've got size, and that's what hurt Reckerman. Reckerman was, 6'2"?
Yep.
And they ran into some problems trying to cover that back shoulder fade. And I guarantee you that Sherwood has looked at that, and they know what they've seen. I guess it's Fairview, not Sherwood. They're in Sherwood, though.
Right.
But they have watched that film, and they know what was effective offensively last week for Minster.
The football is going to be hard, cold, and slippery. Would you rather be the predominant rushing team in this game tonight or the predominant passing team?
Well, if my offensive line's doing their job and opening holes, I'd want to run all night long,
right,
in a cold situation. But it's hard to throw a cold football. It's hard to catch a cold football.
Yeah, it sure is. I mentioned big plays. Riley Hillscamp had a 39-yard TD scamper last week. Bart Bixler went 62 yards on the ground for a score. Bart struck through the air with Jeffrey Richards for 52 yards out. Meanwhile, Sherwood Fairview, which was doing its thing with big plays a week ago, a Cade Poulter to Riley Lucas pass of 35 yards for a touchdown, a Cade Poulter to Luke Timbrook pass of 20 yards for a score, a Timbrook 43-yard run, a Riley Lucas 87-yard kickoff return for a touchdown, a late field goal by Sherwood Fairview wound up winning that game 29-27. I mentioned passing. Sherwood Fairview does it extremely well. The QB, Cade Poulter, was 27 for 35 last week, 278 yards, two touchdowns.
Wow.
Big numbers.
That is terrific. That's how you upset the number one team in the region. That's not for sure. Yeah, we talked about a little bit. I think last week Anna struggled their opening kickoff. They gave up a long return. After that, they did not give Minster a chance to try to return anything more. They had quite a few kickoffs. They scored a lot of points. Tonight, they're going to have to do the same thing. I don't know if they're going to go ahead and kick it deep or if they're going to go ahead and stick with their kick the ball down to about the 35 on the ground and let them have to drive 65 yards to get the score.
Anna head coach Nick Marino in year number five has done a terrific job guiding the Rockets. He gave a lot of credit during the week to his assistants, including offensive coordinator Wes Huntsucker and defensive coordinator Brian Rioch. They called outstanding games, did both Wes and Brian last week, in throttling Minster.
The long pass you were talking about was one of the, it was such a good play action pass. The safety bit on it completely, and boy, he was wide open, and that was a big score for them. That was an answer when Minster was making a run back at him.
The Apaches of Sherwood Fairview opened the year with a 17-14 loss to Division IV qualifier Wasion, but have not lost since, including that 2-point win over Lima Central Catholic last week. Sherwood Fairview averages 38.6 points and 397 yards of offense per game. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. They include our anchor Underwriting sponsors American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. We could not have gotten started in 2006 and 7 without the beginning support from LaCal Equipment. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. A couple of new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com include Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. Gratitude to them. And Hoing Builders on McCartyville Road in Anna. We thank Hoing and Hoing very much as well. Additional underwriting sponsors include Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. Go Goffney. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The In-Between, just out the Bodkins, where the food's not in between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Maury's Landing Restaurant on State Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Superb breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Maury's. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney on Wapak Avenue at RegalTrophyAwards.com. It's Regal for the crowning touch. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. And in Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Thanks to Francis Schulte and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, it will make your gift ideas come to life. That's the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Don't forget tomorrow night, webcast time, 6:35 p.m., Fort Loramie Redskins against the Marion Local Flyers, a Division 7 regional semifinal game from St. Mary's. That's Fort Loramie Marion Local tomorrow, 6:35, here on scoresbroadcast.com. Kickoff at 7 tomorrow night. Well, Nick Marino was our guest earlier in the week. Had a fine conversation with him during one of his computer classes in high school. He put him to work and had an opportunity to spend a few minutes with me, and he was really tickled, Chuck, with his team's performance against the Minster Wildcats. Outstanding offensive game plan as Minster's defense was drilled in that contest a week ago. It was a very fine Minster team, a club which had lost just once coming to the game. All the more reason why Coach Marino was very happy.
Yeah, we played a pretty good football game against a really good football team, too. So that was a good way to open up the week one of the playoffs there. They run the ball really well, and we did an effective job of stopping the run. That was the key probably to us winning that game. They got some things on us through the air. It was mostly a lot of back shoulder fades and one-on-one routes, and they got a good quarterback and a good receiver that went up and got it. So obviously, this week's going to be a totally different ball game. Looking at, we got five wide. It's going to be kind of similar to the old Kenton type schools that you see at the state finals or in the early 2000s a lot. So we're going to have to make sure we play really well and adjust and make sure we tackle well in space, because that's going to be the challenge tonight.
Yeah, you're so right. Major contrast this week, last week, Minster wanted to run it first with Schmidtmeyer. Mm-hmm. You bottled him up. Yeah, your defense was excellent, but you won't have to be that concerned about the run game in this contest tonight.
Yeah, I think the trick is really probably we have to be just as concerned about the run game if we're going to spread out and cover them, you know. So they want to get you all spread out and then take the little runs up the middle. So
quarterback does quite a bit of running for Sherwood.
Quarterback does a decent amount. 47 and 17 will go into the backfield. Those are the two guys that will pop in and out with some motions. And really, if you look at it, I think their screen game is almost like their run game. So they like to treat the screen game as a run game for them.
Sure.
You get overly aggressive on the screen game, then they'll try to hit you over the top with the deep ball. So we got to make sure we do a good, great job with eye discipline in the secondary, communicating everything because of the adjustments they force you to make.
Yeah, the Sherwood team, obviously feeling extremely confident, went deep into the playoffs last year, regional finals, upset a club in week one a year ago, knocked off Lima Central Catholic last week in week one this year. It's a program with a lot of momentum going forward right now.
Yeah, they're a resilient football team, too. They were down 14-0 in that game last week, and you start watching the beginning of the game, and like, ooh, they might not, you know, they might not be there, but they hung in and kept swinging, and they found a way to win the football game. So we know we got a team that we got to make sure we have that same mentality. We got to be able to hang in there. If they make some plays here or there, we got to hang in there and take their best shots throughout the night.
I know the Rockets were concerned early in this football season about special teams play, kickoff, return coverage. You've shored that up over the course of the season. Sherwood took a big win back all the way to the house against Lima Central Catholic.
Yeah, they broke one down the left sideline there, and we got to make sure we're flying down the field. Our kids we put a lot of our best kids on kickoff team. They got to go out there and perform on that. So got to make sure we keep him inside and we get to the football.
Yeah, what concern do you have about your size in the secondary? I know extremely good athletes, very quick. Of course, Bart and Riley go both ways. Others go both ways as well. But the Sherwood team features a number of receivers who've caught numerous passes all year long, and they're all 6'1", 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah, they got nice skill kids. Obviously, they got a system that works well for getting the ball out into their kids in space. Quarterback's a good kid. He was an All-Ohio kid last year, so we got to make sure if you give him a lot, he'll take it. So we got to make sure we're on top of routes. We're communicating. Our eye discipline's got to be really, really, really good tonight. So that's going to be important. Can we keep our eyes focused on what we're supposed to so we can be on top of the routes and make sure we got guys getting to the football?
Wow, Will Luthman, offensively, defensively, rock solid. But boy, what a plus he is for you as a punter. Clearly the MAC's best, and he had another solid game against Minster a week ago.
Yeah, he does a good job of punting the football. Nice to have that weapon. You know, and we always look at the special teams. How many yards did you gain beyond what they gained? You know, we look for about 100 yards, what we would like to average a game if we can. And he allows us to do that.
Any concern about extra point kicking? Zach Ambus has been excellent all year long. 5 of 7 last week. He's still just missed 6 all year, and given as many touchdowns as you've scored as a team, his PAT percentage is quite high. But any reservations there?
No, I think he'll do a good job. I think we'll make sure we get plenty of kicks throughout the game. Him and that and snaps got to be consistently, you know, on the sideline. Those guys aren't moving as much with the weather. You want to make sure you keep moving and you stay warm and you're ready to go when your number's called.
Yeah, very good point. Nick Marino, our guest, head coach of Anna, before tonight's playoff game between Anna and Sherwood Fairview. I know Bart was spilled on the sideline once, got up very slowly. That was down at your end of the bench.
Yeah.
Health concerns for the team. Are you as in good a condition as you could possibly be week 12?
I think so. We don't have anybody at the varsity level that's injured right now, or nothing serious at least. So, he ran into the camera lady there. So we've been joking with them all week that she actually got off the ground faster. She's one of the a mom of one of our players too. So she got up faster, and it's a little embarrassing when the camera lady beats you off the ground. But anyway, no, he's fine, and he's a tough kid. He wanted to come back in the next play. Our trainer was more worried about him than he was himself.
Your offensive line may not get enough credit. I know Bart and Riley, your receivers, everybody thinks they're phenomenal, and they were road graders against Minster, creating one crack after another for your running backs to slip through. Gave Bart protection when he needed it to throw.
Yeah.
Tremendous offensive line for the Anna Rockets here in 2019.
Yeah, they've done a good job, and they've gotten a little bit better each week. You can see that. Thought we played really consistent football last week on the line. We ran a lot of outside zone, and our guys were consistently getting the guy reached and getting to the next level. So we were getting blocks down the field, and you give Riley and Bart a little bit of space, and they do a pretty good job of that. too.
Modifications in practice this week heading into the game against Sherwood. Obviously, you left Anna's snow-covered field for a few workouts, right?
Yeah, we went up and got a little practice on the, at Wapak we're going to play, so it's nice to do that. We were able to get our field brushed off, so we actually had a pretty good practice out there yesterday. It was really nice. The janitorial staff did a good job here at Anna getting out and getting that, so big hats off to those guys.
Major point of emphasis against Sherwood.
Tackling the ball in space. We got to tackle the football in space. On the other side of the ball, we've got to be consistent. We've got to make sure no negative plays. That's something we still got to work on.
Good point.
Making sure our hands are in tight when we're blocking and so forth. So
trim back the penalties.
Trim back those penalties, yep. That'd be a big thing to help us here at this next round. We've been decent throughout the year. Last week was a little bad, though.
Anna head coach Nick Marino, Chuck, talking about the importance of tackling in space in preparing his defense for the Sherwood Fairview team here tonight.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you got a team that likes to run screen passes, and they run those middle screens, and they run those slip screens, and you better be prepared because you've got one shot at getting him down before he's going to get some good yardage when everybody else can get to him.
Nick noting during the interview toward the last part that his club practiced on this Wapakoneta Harmon Field surface on Wednesday. Advantage, Anna?
Well, I mean, I don't know. If they've not practiced on a turf field, that might give them a little bit of an advantage. But I mean, that's the one thing that's really nice about this stadium is the field. They can have the rest of it.
Well, they continue to upgrade, find locker room facility now.
Yes.
Down here at the south end, restrooms, concessions have all been redone. The playing surface, you're right, it's outstanding. Scoreboard is beautiful.
Very nice.
Yeah, you can't miss it. It dominates the far north end of the stadium. But you're right, with some improvements in the press box facilities, this would then be probably an A-plus class stadium.
Well, they have an A-plus class program, so they truly need to upgrade, and they're trying to, I know.
Anna Rockets against the Sherwood Fairview Apaches. Black and gold, the colors of the Sherwood team, located northwest of Defiance in Defiance County, playing the Green Meadows Conference, the league which this club, Sherwood Fairview, won in 2019. Anna, by the way, as we all know, for the second straight year, tied for the Midwest Athletic Conference title.
Best football conference in the state of Ohio for that, their divisions. So that's a real big accomplishment to win that 2 years in a row.
Chuck, we'll take a quick two-minute break, then return with starting lineups. It's Anna Sherwood Fairview tonight. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, right here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelette.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spent about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about six or seven times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
And here come the Anna Rockets onto the field in Wapakoneta. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, field side. Well, I shouldn't say field side. Up in the press box, feels like field side. Chuck, our windows are wide open.
We're right in it.
It's getting colder by the minute. Thankfully,
beautiful.
The breeze out of the northwest is only very slight. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years now, Barker is the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. Anna Rockets, Will Luthman will boot to start the game. Keep in mind, Sherwood Fairview returned to kickoff for a touchdown last week. The Apaches have recorded two, which have gone the distance this season. Will Luthman has been an expert at kicking off and punting for Anna. Yeah. The Rockets special teams have been marvelous all year long. Zach Ambus has only missed six extra points in 71 tries. So special teams a plus for Anna, and we're underway. Luthman with a boomer from north to south, and it's returned on the goal line by the Sherwood Fairview deep man, Riley Lucas, but he was traveling the goal line, was in the end zone.
Yep.
Automatically,
that's
it's
an automatic touchback. He had a foot on the line.
Let's check out this Fairview Apaches offense. The quarterback, Cade Poulter, 6'2 senior, 180-pounder. One of his feature wide receivers is Caleb Frank, a 6'1, 165-pound junior. Five receivers flanked on virtually every play. Empty backfield as Sherwood starts from the 20. The quarterback, Poulter, retreats to the 12, lobs a long pass high in the air, down the left side, and Sherwood Fairview's receiver, Frank, makes a leaping stab, and he's got it. Inbounds, and then he's shoved out at the 47.
7 yards.
One-on-one coverage by Anna, and it didn't work. That reminds me of last week in Trent Redkerman.
Well, yeah, but that was Nolan Emerson, and he lost track of the football is what happened there.
Oh, does this quarterback, Poulter, have an arm? He's got trips to the wide side of the field. 27-yard gainer on the Apaches' first play from scrimmage. Line of scrimmage, the 47, and the QB whips a pass down the left side of the field. It's at the boundary. It is off the fingertips of the wideout, Doug Rakes. The ball flies into the Sherwood Fairview bench. Incompletion, second and 10, 47-yard line of Sherwood.
Luthman that time split the two offensive linemen and was putting pressure on him. He had to throw that a little faster than he wanted to.
So that'll be a key tonight for Anna. Get the quarterback to throw out of rhythm if possible. Poulter's a good one. He's got a strong right arm. He retreats 8 yards behind the line. A rifle shot left side of the field, and it's snagged inside the 45 of Anna. Yes, hauled in by Caleb Frank again. The play good for 8 or 9, just short of a first down. It'll be third and about 4 feet coming up for Sherwood Fairview at the 43 of Anna. Well, right away, Chuck, you can see how this team knocked off Lima Central Catholic a week ago.
So far, I'm incredibly impressed with the timing on their passing.
And Sherwood Fairview may ask for a measurement here. Scoreboard clock reads 11:47 to go in the first quarter. Chuck, I'm amazed. It seems like Sherwood Fairview has consume more time off the clock than 13 seconds, but the clock didn't start on the kickoff.
Right.
And then we've had, what, an incompletion?
One incomplete and two catches out of bounds.
And all of that's transpired in 13 seconds here at the start of the game. The chain across the way is stretched. A good thing the officials did decide to measure, because by an inch, Sherwood Fairview earns a first down. So chalk that up as a 10-yard pass completion. First and 10 Apaches at the Anna 43.
Well, you can see that the down marker was on the 43, and that's where the ball was. I'm not sure why they needed to measure that.
Right. At Coldwater's passing game, Chuck, in the Midwest Athletic Conference, is not this dynamic.
No, not close.
Three receivers again to the wide side, two to the short, and it's a quarterback draw. Right up the gut goes Poulter. He's got an avenue, a big crease. He barrels to the 35-30. He's on the loose. Anna finally nips at his heels, and the Rockets catch him at the 22. 21-yard bolt up the middle by the QB, Cade Poulter. And head coach Nick Marino of Anna commented in the pregame, hey, they'll spread us out, and every now and then the QB will take his shots rushing the pigskin.
That was a called design play there.
Four receivers flanked, slot right. Anna off balance on defense. Sherwood Fairview has taken the ball and zipped right down the field. Here's a lot of pressure. Flags fly, and it's a touchdown pass caught at the goal line by Rakes. He's in for the score. Let's see what the marker's all about. The play may come back.
No, I think they just did a sideline warning, so the touchdown's going to count.
Sideline warning.
And count it, a 21-yard flip from the quarterback of Sherwood Fairview, Caleb Poulter, to Doug Rakes. And
wow.
He had the Anna defender wiped out. He was beaten by two or three steps, and it was a great throw.
That was too easy of a drive for their first drive of the night.
And that's all we've seen so far are superb throws from this quarterback of Sherwood Fairview. He is the real deal. Caleb Frank on to try the PAT. His short field goal last week against Lima Central Catholic won the game for Sherwood Fairview, 29-27. Lions are down. Here comes the snap from center. And it's a good one. Ball is spotted. Anna nearly blocks it. On rushing man from the outside. Jeffrey Richards nearly got a piece of it. Extra point try was good. Just got it beyond Richards' fingertips to the booter. The ball sailed between the uprights with plenty to spare. And Sherwood Fairview in 51 seconds has jumped all over Anna 7-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Oh, so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a founding underwriting sponsor here on Scores. We could not have gotten started back in 2006 and 7 without the assistance from Local Equipment. Here's the kickoff by Sherwood Fairview, and it lights on the ground at the 24, sits there like a pitching wedge, dies. Anna Sloan coming to the football. Rockets finally pounce on it, or that would have been disaster because Sherwood Fairview was bearing down on the free football.
It was close, and the up man let the ball go over his head, and the back guy didn't call for it. So,
so far, Chuck, Anna not sharp.
That was not sharp there. They got a break.
And defensively, Anna got burned on Sherwood Fairview's first series. A TD drive, a snappy one in 51 seconds. Here's Riley Hilskamp. First play from scrimmage for Anna. He goes to the right, then weaves back to the left. He's bottled up and downed at the 29-yard line. Gain of 4, second down and 6-4, Anna.
I keep looking the wrong way for the scoreboard.
Anna Rockets in the road white with green numerals. Sherwood Fairview in the home black with gold numbers. As Bart Bixler tries to scramble around in the offensive backfield, he's going sideways, and he's nabbed behind the line of scrimmage. Might have lost a couple of feet. It's going to be third down for Anna, and every bit of five or six to go for a first down. Bart actually fell forward for maybe a gain of inches. Possession play for Anna right out of the chute. Sherwood Fairview momentarily showed blitz pressure. They've had three down linemen, three linebackers peering in. Bixler back at his 25 to take the shotgun snap. He needs every bit of five for a first down. We played 2 minutes. Sherwood Fairview, 7, and a nothing. Bixler takes the hike, rolls to the right. He fakes the pitch to Yulskamp and keeps, and he's belted hard at the 31 or 32-yard line. He might have coughed up the football, and Sherwood Fairview recovers. Oh, Bixler was smacked right in the midsection, and the ball came free. Sherwood all over it, and the home club, the Apaches, are in business.
They ran the option to the short side that time, and I think he had the pitch, but they played it so well. So far, very impressed.
Sherwood Fairview with three receivers flanked to the right. Quarterback at the 38, a good 6-7 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Poulter calling signals. Long cadence, deep drop, running out of trouble now, under duress. Receiver comes back for the ball at the 16 and drops it.
Wow, that was open.
Yes, Cade Ripke was there, and had he slipped a tackle in the middle of the field, he might have taken it to the house. A nice piece of work by Ripke, who came back toward the quarterback, who ad-libbed out of trouble.
I'll tell you what, Poulter felt the pressure up the middle, rolled out, waited, and found him, hit him right in stride. That could have been trouble if he would have caught that.
The receivers, Caleb Frank, Cade Ripke, Riley Lucas, Doug Rakes. As Sherwood Fairview comes to the line of scrimmage, second and 10 for the Anna 32. Luke Timbrook is the tailback who lines up in the slot often for Sherwood. Empty backfield. It's a quarterback draw right up the gut. One tackle broken. Flag flies. Perhaps a holding call. And the QB, Poulter, is hit head-on right at the 30.
That was Luthman, and boy, he put him right down in his tracks.
Yep, Will popped him. Let's see what the marker's all about.
Got to be a hold.
Chuck, is this a tough decision? Do you take the result of the play?
No, you back him up.
Back him up. So Anna with an opportunity here to force Sherwood Fairview to retreat to the 42 as a result of the penalty. Could have been third down and about 9 or 10 because the QB was nailed just over the line of scrimmage. But it's a second down repeat for the Apaches at the 42 of Anna with 9:36 to go here in the first quarter. And Fairview leading Anna 7-0 already. Fairview can get a first down at about the Anna 22. So it's second down and 20 from the 42. The quarterback, Poulter, with time. A little looping pass over the middle of the field. A wide receiver catches no one around at the 30. Puts his head down, and he chucks his way to the 26. He spilled there. But wow, Chuck, he got back 14 or 15 yards.
Yeah, 17, actually.
So it's going to be third down for Fairview and about 3.5 to go for a first down. Sherwood Fairview, D6 high school program, Chuck, makes passing look so easy.
Spread, and I mean, this is not something you see a lot in high school, so it's fun to watch so far.
Well, when you look at the stats, you're impressed. When you watch this team perform on the field, you are extremely impressed. Anna nearly jumping offside, and the Rockets did. 5-yard penalty. Anna automatic first down. Fairview down at about the 20-yard line. Fairview doing everything right so far. Anna with mistakes in the secondary defensively. Almost muffed a kickoff return, allowing Sherwood Fairview to get a loose ball. And a big penalty right there against the green and white, enabling Sherwood to get a first down the easy way. Line of scrimmage spotted for play just outside the 20. 8:20 left here in the first quarter. 7-0 Fairview. Three receivers to the right for the quarterback, Poulter. He's completed nearly 70% of his passes all year. This time he throws it short, down around the 16, and the wideout, Riley Lucas, is double covered, sandwiched, and the ball goes loose on the ground, incompletion.
Richards and Huelskamp sandwiched him that time. Nice job.
They sure did. They put the pitch on him, and that's the best coverage we've seen from Anna this game so
definitely
far. Second down and 10 for Sherwood Fairview. Football shy of the 20. Clock stopped on the incompletion. We've played about 4 minutes here in the first quarter. Fairview 7, Anna nothing. The Apaches send 1, 2, 3 receivers to the wide side of the field. A couple on the boundary side. Pulled to the quarterback, 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Here's a deep drop. Markers fly. Let's see what that penalty's all about. Perhaps motion against the Apaches. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center dates all the way back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. The present corporation established in Jackson Center in 1982, and locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarships. It's a founding sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, LaCal Equipment. Low snap to the quarterback, who grabs it and then lofts a long, high-arching bomb about 7 or 8 yards deep in the end zone, and it's ruled incomplete. It was caught by one of the wideouts, but he was a step and a half off the field of play, Chuck.
Yeah, that was Emerson again, and Emerson that time did a real nice job of forcing him farther to the sideline than he wanted to go.
And that was Frank, who had a half a step on Emerson. Ball was well thrown, but it was just beyond the boundary, and now the Apaches face a 3rd and 15 at the Rockets 25, already leading 7-0. And now we got a bunch of receivers, 3 to the left of the short side, and then a man in motion, Timbrook. Here comes pressure for Manna. They almost get to the quarterback, and now they do. They sack him back at the 29.
Kovacs.
Yep, it sure was. What a hit by Ben Kovacs. Boy, he ran him down. Great tackle. Open field. It looked for an instant like the quarterback, Poulter, might get away from the first wave of white shirts, Chuck. And then came Kovacs.
Right.
He hunted him. Fourth down and 18 yards to go after the 8-yard QB sack. Line of scrimmage, the 29 of Anna.
They're not going to get the playoff.
Sherwood Fairview will have to utilize a timeout. Play clock winding down. 7:13 left in the first. Fairview 7, Anna nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Oh, thank you, Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna, new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Hoying and Hoying has served the Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977. We offer our services for home remodels, additions, and outbuildings as well. With over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoying and Hoying has become one of the premier home builders in the area. Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna, 4th and 18 for Sherwood. At the 28-yard line of Anna, here's a deep drop of the quarterback. Poulter airs one out, way up in the air. Anna knocks it all around in the end zone, and the deflection is picked off by Sherwood for a touchdown. Holy smokes. Two Anna defenders collided. Either one of them could have simply batted the ball down. They didn't get their hands on it cleanly. It stayed in the air afloat, and it was rakes in the end zone, 7 yards deep. He caught it with a knee on the ground, and it's a miraculous fourth down completion for a score from 28 yards away by Sherwood Fairview, which has erupted now 13-0 over Anna.
Well, I'll tell you what concentration that time by Caleb Frank. And what happened with the defense is they were caught between knocking it down and intercepting it, but it was fourth down. They just needed to knock it to the ground.
Exactly. Extra point try by Frank is in the middle. He split the uprights, and Anna's in hot water. 5 minutes gone. Sherwood Fairview has put two touchdowns on the board in the first half of the first quarter. 14-0. Anna trails on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, Brookins in Fort Loramie with many savory sandwiches, cheesy and meaty homemade pizza, juicy roasted chicken, and the pork chop special tomorrow night on Saturday at Brookins. Two delicious 8-ounce marinated chops. Owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy the new late-night menu at Brookins, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You can't beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Yep, job well done by Sherwood Fairview, Chuck, on the kickoff, not allowing Anna to receive it. Put it in play with a good return. The ball is boomed out of bounds. Anna starts first and 10 from its own 35, and the Rockets have made a series of mistakes in the first 5 minutes of this game.
Yeah, they don't look real sharp. They need to get regrouped right now, because this is an answer to the ball game. It's awfully early, but they can't afford another three and out.
The quarterback, Bart Bixler, fakes the handoff to Riley Uhlskamp, and Sherwood Fairview sniffs it out. They penetrate and put a shoulder into the waist of Bart Bixler. He is corralled for a 2-yard setback at the 33, second down and 12. Good tackle in there on that last play by Chase Singer, linebacker for Sherwood Fairview. He read it. Boy, the Rockets need points on this possession, because you get the sense that Sherwood Fairview is very capable of scoring about every time it gets the ball on offense.
They have so far.
Yeah, two for two. Here's Bixler with a very deep drop back at his 27. He throws a long pass middle of the field for Richards. He's got his man beat. It's a jump ball, though, as it floats, and Richards can't reach it at the 29. Coverage came late. Ball hung up a little bit too long. Richards was out there. Had the ball arrived maybe, a second sooner, it might have been six.
Yeah, I think they could have thrown a flag and nobody could have complained, but
I think it was a good no call in the secondary. Third and 12, Anna at the Rockets 33. Bixler fakes once, fakes twice, screen to the right. Uhlskamp behind the line, got it, 28, breaks a tackle, look at him go. Uhlskamp is on the loose, all the way to the house, no one's going to catch him. 20, 10, touchdown, Uhlskamp, 67 yards. He took the flare pass from Bart Bixler and scooted down the far sideline right in front of the Sherwood Fairview bench. He was like a blur.
They weren't prepared for the screen pass. You think they would be, since that's their forte. That was a heck of a call, and you're not going to catch Uhlskamp. Boy, he is so fast. And you put him on this fast field. I get him off the grass on the turf, he's even faster.
Extra point try coming up. Holding is Bixler. The ball spotted down for Ambus of Anna. He sidewinds it to the left of the upright. It's no good. We talked about Ambus in the pregame. Missed two last week. Head coach Nick Marino said he wasn't concerned. But Ambus now on his last eight has missed three. That's a tough one because now Anna eventually will probably have to go for two after a touchdown.
Well, let's hope they get to the point where they need to go for two.
Right. Rockets are on the board, still down 14-6. Half the first quarter to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can Can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
A phenomenal kickoff by Will Luthman. Man, mighty boot all the way down to the 2-yard line. Caught there on the play by Luke Timbrook of Sherwood Fairview. He tried to wiggle up the left sideline. That was the only place he could go, and the Rockets cornered him at the 19.
Yeah, that was a good placement kick and good deep kick, boy.
5:56 to go in the first quarter. We've got a ball game tonight. It may take 5 or 6 touchdowns to win it, and maybe then some. 14-6, Fairview over Anna. Apaches have the football inside their own 20. Here's a short drop by the quarterback, and he rifles one down the left side of the field. We might have defensive pass interference against Anna. We do.
They do.
There's a penalty mark.
The ball sailed off the fingertips of Frank. Anna with a shove at about the 30-yard line in Frank's route. I tell you what, Chuck, this looks like the National Football League out here tonight.
Let's hope they don't have a fight at the end.
Well, that was unbelievable, wasn't it?
You know what? I hate both teams, but that was awful to watch.
It sure was.
It truly was.
Hard to
watch.
Bad
for the sport, bad for both teams.
Extremely negative. End of the Browns-Steelers game last night. So, with the major penalty against Anna, 15 yards, 1st and 10, Sherwood Fairview at the 34. Short drop of the quarterback. It's a slant pattern. It's tipped. It's popped up in the air. Anna dives 10 yards downfield, but the Rockets' Leininger can't get his hands under it. It's incomplete. Anna somehow needs to be more of a menace on this quarterback of Sherwood.
Well, they need to put pressure on him, and the scary part there, though, is you're still trying to read the screen out of that, so you can't just go ears back.
2nd and 10, Fairview at their own 34. 5:17 left first quarter. Plenty of time. He's being chased out of the pocket, though. Eventually, here comes Anna, and the Rockets bear down on him and hit him, and down he goes at the 34. He got back close to the line of scrimmage, did Poulter. Boy, he did a semicircle in the offensive backfield. Anna with a secondary that time, which was glued on receivers.
They did a good job, and the pressure on him, they chased him around. But he couldn't get away from Minnick, though.
What a play by Malachi Minnick, who flattened the quarterback for no gain. 3rd and 10, Sherwood Fairview at the Apaches 34. The quarterback looks middle of the field. Now it's a deep post, and it is a little bit too long for Rakes. Way down at the 26-yard line of Anna. Two defenders there for the Rockets. But man, oh man.
What an arm.
Can this quarterback launch?
He can throw the ball.
He can heave it.
Is he a senior?
Yes. Everybody else, though, junior. It's a young club except for the QB. And against a slight breeze, he pumped that one downfield a good 45, 50 yards in the air, just beyond the fingertips of the Fairview wideout, and Sherwood's got to punt. 7 minutes gone, first quarter. Frank kicks it. It's intentionally low. Oh, it lights on the ground at the 42 of Anna, and then it skips another 12.
Good. I have a sideline warning over here. It's
nice overspin on the kick by Frank, making sure Hulskamp cannot touch it. 1st and 10, Rockets at their own 30. Well, Anna with a defensive stop, Chuck, and that's what the Rockets needed to get the offense back on the field.
Absolutely, and now they need to have another good drive here.
Hey, don't forget, coming up on December 1st at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Big sale, 15 to 50% off everything made up in the store. That's at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. starting December 1st. That's when the sale begins in advance of the Christmas holiday. The Jewelry Barn, Rushi. That's at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road, out on the east edge of town. Big sale starting December 1st. 15 to 50% off everything made up in the store. Well, on 1st and 10 here for the Rockets from their own 30, Riley Hulskamp rips up the middle, surging behind that big offensive line. And he cracks forward for a quick 9, second down and 1. Offensive line for Anna has been splendid all year long. Evan Puppelman, Will Luthman, Luke Dye, the all-MAC center, Anthony Billing, Dylan Steinke Ellinger, and they carved out space up front on that last play by Hulskamp as he blasted to just short of the 40. Second and 1, Rockets, who trail 14-6 with 4:22 to go here in the first quarter. Snap back to Bixler, gives straight away to Hulskamp. He makes a man miss, slides outside left tackle, backpedals to the 42. And he managed to nudge forward for 3 total. That's a first down at the 42 of Anna. Fairview Apaches, 3 down linemen, 5 linebackers, stugging their way up close toward the line of scrimmage. And now we got 4 defensive linemen up front for the Apaches. Snap back to Bixler. Toss sweep to Hulskamp. Oh, Hulskamp is strung out. Tries to go wide. Great pursuit by Fairview. Down he goes. A yard loss.
Nowhere to go there.
Tackle by Chase Singer.
Chase Singer.
Second down, 12.
Was the young man for the linebacking spot for Sherwood Fairview who stretched out that play. Good defensive maneuver by Singer. He wouldn't be blocked cleanly on the outside. Second down and 12. Play goes for a minus 2 for Anna at the Rockets 40 with 3:30 left in the first quarter. Anna down 14-6. Bart Bixler's got 3 receivers to the wide side. They're bunched. Bixler with a half roll to the left. Fakes the pitch to Hulskamp. And now Bart wants to run. He's breaking tackles behind the line. Then he scurries up the right sideline to the 45. And he dashes to the 48. He's about 4 shy of the first down marker.
It's like trying to tackle a water bug.
8-yard gain on 2nd and 12, 3rd and 4, Anna, Rockets 48. We've got Cam Stewart, the H-back, in the slot on the left. Cam was featured in a beautiful short pass play last week that gained significant yardage in the second half against Minster. That was a great call by offensive coordinator Wes Hunsucker in the booth. Here's a rollout by Bixler. Late pitch to Hulskamp. Well timed. Hulskamp's got the edge. And he rumbles down the left sideline to the 50-45, spilled at the 44.
Had a defender laying on the ground, and if he hadn't got him by the foot, he'd still be running.
You're right. Good tackle on the play by Doug Rakes of Fairview. Here's Bixler, offensive backfield. He is spun around, gets back to the line of scrimmage, falls forward for 1. Good hit on the play by Riley Puffenberger, defensive lineman for this Fairview club. Singer's name mentioned again by the public address.
Yeah.
Second down, 9, Anna, 43.5 of Fairview. Here's Hulskamp right up the middle. Good sprint draw. Hulskamp's got a crack. He zooms through it to the 35-33. First down, Anna. 2:29 to go, first quarter. Apaches 14, Rockets 6. Fast break offense now for Anna. Bixler deals Hulskamp again, and he knifes to the 31. He garnered a couple. Second down and 8. The winner of this game plays the Archbold Liberty Center winner next Friday night at 7 at a site to be determined. This tonight, the regional semis. Bixler, out pattern, throws a bullet. Receiver wide open on the numbers, far side of the field. Yes, completion. Leininger snags it at the 23-yard line. He is drilled in the back immediately. The play goes for a plus 8. And it's a first down for Anna, 23-yard line of Sherwood Fairview. Chuck, is it close enough for a measurement?
No, I think they just go ahead and call it a first down.
The scoreboard says first down.
Moved it down here now, too.
Public address momentarily said third and inches, but it is officially a first down and a 23-yard line of Sherwood Fairview. Two receivers to the left. If the Rockets do punch in a score at the end of this drive, it will be interesting to see in the first quarter what head coach Nick Marino does for the point or points after. 14-6 Fairview. 5-6-7 linemen bunched up in the box for Sherwood Fairview. Oh, here's a great play by Vixler. He faked the Yoskamp. Bart fooled everybody. He dances around left end, jukes right, then to the left, and leaps inside the 15 to about the 14. He generated 9. Chase Singer again caught up with the Anna ball carrier. Second and 1, Rockets. Line of scrimmage is inside the 15 at the 14. It's Yoskamp. Big opening up the middle. What a block by Lou Dye. Yoskamp is on the loose, running to the end zone. Touchdown. 14-12 late in the first quarter. We'll see if Anna goes for two or kicks it.
Right. You knew Anna was not going to roll over in this game. They are all seniors, and they didn't come this far to take a thumping in a playoff game.
4 touchdowns in the opening period of this game. Well, my question is answered. Zach Ambus on the field to convert the PAT. Zach is 65 for 72 on the season, right at 90%. Bixler holds it. Ambus kicks it. It's a line driver to the left. Not artistic, but it's good. 68 seconds to go, first quarter. Sherwood Fairview 14, Anna 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Still a minute away from the end of the first period, Chuck. And these two clubs have reeled off 27 between them.
I have no place else to go tonight, so we might as well watch a heck of a football game.
Here is Luthman kicking off. Slight wind at his back. Oh, he clubs it. 8 yards deep in the end zone. Touchback. Sherwood Fairview starts at the 20. The Sherwood Fairview attack is explosive. Riley Lucas, a receiver, 38 catches on the year. Caleb Frank, a receiver, 48. Luke Timbrook has caught 33 balls on the season. Doug Rakes, 40. Cade Ripke, 32. Russ Zedek, 17. The quarterback, Poulter, completing throws at about a 70% clip. He runs the spread beautifully. He's got a strong arm. He's back at the 12 on first and 10 and shoots a pass up the left side to the receiver running parallel to the line of scrimmage at the 25. Rakes picks it off and immediately steps out of bounds. The play goes for a plus 5, second and 5 for Fairview at the Apaches 25. Sherwood Fairview in the home black gold numbers and in the road white green numerals.
They've run 12 pass plays, 3 rushes so far in the first quarter.
Under a minute left, opening period. Two receivers to the right for the quarterback. Poulter sends Timbrook in motion. Poulter looking right side. Throws it high in the air for Timbrook, who goes down to one knee, and he spears it at the 32-yard line. Good enough for 7 and a first down. Good thing for Anna, Chuck. The ball was a bit wobbly and short because if Timbrook caught that in stride, he's off to the races.
Yeah, there was nobody out there. That was a well-designed pass play right there.
Final 45 seconds, opening period. Sherwood Fairview 14, Anna 13. Three receivers wide side for the quarterback, Poulter. 7 yards behind the line. Here comes Anna's pressure. Rockets are after him. The quarterback is cornered. He's stacked back at the 27. Anna's defensive line not denied. Malachi Minnick, 4-4 on his back.
It was Minnick and it was Luthman. Luthman got the original pressure to make him go out of the pocket, and Minnick was there to clean it up.
Luthman flushed him. Malachi Minnick on the hit. Seconds wind down. That's the end of the first quarter here at Harmon Field at Wapakoneta. When we return, second and 16 for Fairview at the Apaches 27, Sherwood 14, Anna 13 after a quarter. Great game on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Second and 16 for Sherwood inside the Fairview 30. We start the second quarter. Apaches over the Rockets, 14-13. Here's a long, high, arching bomb down the near sideline. One-on-one coverage deflected. No good at the 32-yard line. Oh, that was a tussle.
I'll tell you what, that was Emerson, and he found the ball that time and did a great job. The pass was right on the money, and he tipped it away right at the end.
Oh, you're right, Chuck. That ball for Caleb Frank was perfectly thrown. That was NFL Sunday afternoon light coverage turned in there by Emerson of the Rockets. Third and 16 for Sherwood Fairview at the Apaches 27 and a half. Deep drop, quarterback back at his 14. He's flushed out. Here comes Malachi Minnick. The QB Poulter running for his life at the 25. Throws it near sideline. Juggling attempt by the Apaches receiver. He bobbles. If it's ruled good, it's a mistaken call because he didn't have complete control as he went out of bounds at the 40-yard line. They may have called it complete for 14. Fine, spontaneous play by the quarterback, and that is an error.
If we had a replay, they would turn that one. He didn't catch the ball.
No, it's fourth and two. The play didn't reach the first down chain.
Don't jump here. He's going to kick it.
Fairview lining up to go for it. It is a short snap to Poulter, the quarterback, and he pooches it down to the 35. It rolls to the Anna 20. And the Rockets gave up a dozen yards or better of field position on that blown call by the referee.
Yeah. He's so far down the field, though. Yeah, I gave him a little bit of a break.
It was right in front of us.
Yeah, we saw it. He didn't have the ball until he stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, if he defers to the press box, the jacket.
He looked up here. I told him no, but he didn't listen.
Well, he would have waved it off incomplete. It was clearly a bobble as the receiver Rakes was striding out of bounds.
Well, I got to give him a break because he's fat like I am. He probably doesn't see that well anymore.
30 seconds into the second quarter, and Chuck, after Sherwood Fairview registered a couple quick scores, Anna has forced Sherwood to give the ball up three straight times.
Well, this is just the reverse of last week when they went down 14 points to Lima Central Catholic.
Right. Here's the quarterback, Bixler. Gives on the play to Riley Yulskamp. And right behind Billing and Dye, Yulskamp plunges to the 25 for a plus five.
Riley Lucas and
Wes Bowers came up to put the shoulder on Yulskamp. More like a plus six on the play. Second down, about four for Anna from the Rockets 26. The quarterback, Bixler, deals Huelskamp. He wriggles left side. He's caught behind the line of scrimmage and shakes free. And he slices to the 30, 33-yard line. He's got the first down. Well done by Huelskamp. Second effort, third effort.
Oh, yeah, he was stopped behind the line of scrimmage and ended up getting the first down.
Boy, he keeps churning.
Come on now.
A minute gone, second period. Anna down by a point, 14-13. Rockets have advanced the football out beyond their own 30. Three receivers to the right for the quarterback, Bixler. Lone man to the left, that's Richards. Bixler half roll to the right, then keeps. Bart tries to bang up the middle, hits it left guard, and then he stood up right there. Stalemated at the 36. He earned four the hard way.
Yeah, they were prepared for that one. They ran that a lot. It was very effective last week at Minster.
Yeah. Bart loved to make that little jab step to the right, fake the pitch that way, and then bring the ball back to the left. He'll usually keep it then. This time he's going to throw. It's a sideline pattern. It's a little short. It's caught up over the 40, and then a gang tackle is made. Hauled in on the play by the Rockets' Isaac Leininger. But the ball arrived slowly. Sherwood collapsed on Leininger, and the play produced a short advance of about four and a half, third, and every bit of two needed for Anna. Ball resting just over the Rockets' 40. Bixler is 35 in the spread. Takes the snap. Gives to Huelskamp. Uh-oh, we've got a pre-snap foul against Anna, and that hurts.
Yeah, boy.
Third and seven instead of third and two.
They had a lot of penalties last week.
That was the one comment by head coach Nick Marino in the pregame that I took note of. He said we need to trim back the penalties.
Well, they had a lot of penalties against Delta St. John's. It just didn't matter.
Here is Bixler in the spread. Rockets need seven. Third down here. Line of scrimmage now the 36 of Anna. Opening 3 minutes, second quarter. 14-13, Sherwood Fairview. Bixler half rolls to the left. He's got a receiver down the left side. It's Richards leaping and catching at the 48. Good throw by Bixler. Good tackle on the play by Fairview. The Apaches made the hit on Richards right away, but the ball thrown to Bixler was spot on.
Yeah, he just one step and threw it out there to him.
I like that short timing route.
Well, that's what that was. That was great. They had people lined up to come after him that time. That was a good call.
And a possession, Rockets 47. Sherwood Fairview dominated the first 5 to 6 minutes of this game. Since then, it's been all Anna offensively and defensively. Bixler in the spread. Half roll to the right. Fakes the pitch to Huelskamp. And now Bart runs around left end. Look at him go. He hot steps his way to the far sideline and shoots to the 45-43. Very close to the first down marker.
I think they gave him 10.
Romping for the first down, Bixler, a 10-yard gallop. Well, I've never seen two backs on one team, Chuck, use so much of the field laterally east-west.
They are so elusive. That's a good word for what they are.
Elusive and evasive. Oh, Bixler's got to be that on this play. He's caught behind the line and shakes free. Look at him go. He turns on the afterburners. Bixler breaks the tackle at the 25. He might take it to the house. He is gone. Touchdown, Bixler. 43-yard bolt by Mr. Elusive.
How'd he get out of there? He had three people around him.
He was well cornered behind the line. Looked like it was going to be a no-gainer at best, and Bart Bixler extricated himself out of deep hot water. He was in trouble, and Mr. Evasive took off, splitting defenders. Away he went. A dart to the end zone by Bixler. Touchdown, 19-14 Anna. PAT try by Ambus. This one appears to be in the middle. It's perfect. 8:35 to go, second quarter. Great game here at Harmon Field in Wapakoneta. Division 6, Region 23, semifinal. Anna has reeled off three scores in a row. 20-14 Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Macau Equipment in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Super kickoff by Luthman. Riley Lucas catches it way back at the one. He's got a wall up the right side, Chuck. Almost looked like the kickoff return for a touchdown I saw turned in by Lucas last week against Lima Central Catholic. Only on this one, he runs out of real estate up at the 30.
Well, they did a nice job of hemming him in, but that kid has got quite a stride.
Riley Lucas actually tiptoed out of bounds at the 26, 25-yard return from his 1 to the 26. And now the Apaches, for the first time tonight, are behind 20-14. Snap back to Poulter. It's an out pattern to a receiver at the 31. He's caught after he catches. Russell down right away. Good spot tackle by Richards. Luke Dimbrook hauled it in for Fairview. That was a long pass thrown to the wide side of the field, and it goes for only a plus four.
I'll tell you what, this is a very sophisticated passing game that Fairview has.
Oh, you can say that. Second down and 6, Fairview at the Apaches 31, 7:50 left, second quarter, and up 6. Here's the quarterback pumping once. It's a go pattern down the middle of the field. Look out. It's caught. Dead run. Receiver 29 on the loose. 25-20. Tackle from behind at the 16. Caleb Frank caught it. And a receiver was right there. Didn't get the head turned around in time, Chuck. And I tell you what, the hookup time and time again between the quarterback Poulter and a myriad of receivers is unbelievable.
You can't key on any just one receiver. Last week against Rutgerman, they went and started double-teaming with a safety. You can't do that.
Sherwood Fairview is parked outside the Anna 15 on that bomb. 7:20 left, second quarter. 6-point lead, Anna. Snap back to the quarterback is low. Here comes pressure. Oh, it's a screen pass which whips it. It's caught at the 7. It is returned down near the goal line. Ball is loose. Knee down at the 1. Fumble recovery in the end zone by Sherwood, but the ball is marked for play at the 1-yard line. Frank caught it. Beautifully called play against pressure for Manna. The screen was designed exceptionally well.
Well, and it's easy to sit up here and make this comment, but if you get through their line that easily, you know what's coming.
Yep. Yeah, the offensive line will let you through.
Oh, they just opened like the Red Sea and then threw it in right behind him.
From a yard out, here is the quarterback running left guard. He puts his head down. No, it was Lucas, a wideout in there in the Wildcat. And he plowed for the final yard, and Sherwood Fairview has tied Anna at 20-20. Two touchdowns by Sherwood, three in a row by Anna. A third score by the Apaches. It's a 20-20 deadlock. Extra point coming from Frank, who's the young man who caught that long bomb. Chuck, I didn't compute the distance of that pass play.
It was 54 yards.
Yes, 54-yarder. These receivers for Sherwood Fairview get you in a bind, one-on-one coverage, and they are tough, man-on-man.
Uh-oh, extra point by Frank. High into the right. He blew it. We're still tied. Each team's missed a PAT. We've got 6:42 left in the second. A 20-20 stalemate, a thriller here at Harmon Field on scoresbroadcast.com.
Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. Lacow manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Lacow supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Lacow. Locally, Lacow is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs. And scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center.
And we also extend gratitude to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, both in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi with big savings, a sale underway December 1st. Don't miss out. 15 to 50% off. Ensuing kickoff by Fairview. Return from the 15 by Anna. It's Jeffrey Richards. He's got a wall down the left side. He gets in behind the wedge and digs hard out to the 30, 35-yard line. Good field position for Anna.
Nice return.
Nice bring back of the kickoff by Richards. Well, now it's Anna's turn to retaliate.
Yep.
We just heard a score, Archbold 14, Liberty Center 14. That's the other regional semifinal. The two winners play next week. The winner of this one, the winner of the Liberty Center Archbold clash, meet next Friday at 7.
If we were playing tennis, we could say that we're back on serve.
A little chilly for tennis. Here is Bixler giving to Yolskamp. He knifed up the middle, gets a block. He's beyond the linebackers. He's helmeted down at the 47. Oh, that was a quick dozen for Yolskamp. Wow, that offensive line for the Anna Rockets is splendid. It's phenomenal. Boy, they create crevices and cracks for Bixler and Yulescamp play after play after play. Evan Puppelman, Will Luthman, Luke Dye, Anthony Billing, Dylan Steike-Ellinger. What did we have, Chuck? A personal foul against the home team, the Apaches.
Yep, unsportsmanlike.
And the walk-off gives Anna possession way over at the 38 of Sherwood Fairview. 6:29 still to go in the second quarter. We're tied at 20. Two receivers to the right. Hand off to Yulescamp. Oh, he's got a slither of space around the right end. He's horse-collared and dropped at the 34.
Yulescamp had to come out after that last play. He kind of tweaked his ankle a little bit, I think.
Uh-oh. And that was, I think, Davies.
That was 22.
Yep, that was Davies who took the handoff on the last play for Anna. Hayden Davies, he's got good wheels as well. Yulescamp nursing a gimpy leg down below us to our left. 5:51 left to go here in the second quarter. The run by Davies was good for four. Here's Bixler, fakes the pitch to the left. Bixler on a draw, right up the middle, and he powers to the 30. Little Bart Bixler puts his head down and charges to the 31. First down, Anna, and a shaken-up player for Sherwood. Chuck, this may give us an opportunity to take a short 30-second break. It's Tim Brook, who's ailing a little bit for the Apaches. Nope. As he comes off, Anna's offensive line begins to crank it up.
They're ready to snap it.
Yeah, Rockets are at the line of scrimmage.
Watching Yulescamp down here, he's doing toe raises. I think maybe he might have had some kind of a muscle thing in his calf.
Something got extended. And he's trying to walk through it down below us at the far left end of the Anna bench. Riley not on the field at the moment. Meanwhile, Luke Timbrook, the fine two-way player for the Apaches, is shaken up. He is bending over, kneeling at the hash mark, far side of the field. Now the Anna players come off. We'll have a lengthier delay than first thought. 5:39 left, second quarter. Anna with a first and 10 at the Sherwood 26. Game tied at 20 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Well, the young man shaken up for the Sherwood Fairview Apaches is not Tim Brook. It's Chase Singer, who's done a heck of a job defensively on Anna. Singer is going off the field under his own power, but he needs help.
He's not putting a lot of weight on that right leg, that's for sure.
I don't think he'll be
back. That's a shame. That kid has had a heck of a first half.
Yep, he may not be back soon. Meanwhile, Riley Uhlskamp still off the field for Anna. Handoff on the play to Davies. Davies swerves at the line of scrimmage. He's turned around. He bucked forward for one. That was it. Stalemate at the 25. Second down and nine for Anna. 5:14 to go in the second quarter. Game tied at 20. Anna, Sherwood, Fairview. It is a shootout. In the offensive backfield, it's still Davies. Malachi Minnick is in. Got the robust backfield formation now. Bixler on second and nine. Fakes the inside handoff to Malachi. And Bart keeps. He's got the angle on the linebacker.
Wow.
20, 15, 10. Scooting. End zone. Touchdown. Bixler from 25 away. Wow. Bart Bixler in a flash.
You just run out of superlatives to say about Bixler and Uhlskamp. And they're going to be the fattest kids in the world after they eat all those Clancy's at the end of the season.
Hey, I've got a superlative. Superman.
Yeah, I think we've used that one.
4:51 to go here in the second quarter. Anna 26, Sherwood Fairview 20. Well, for the last five touchdowns in this game, Anna has tallied four. PAT by Ambus. And the way this game is going, extra points are critical. The kick, Bazak up and away. And he powered that one through. Chalk it up. Beyond the halfway mark, second quarter. Rockets up 27-20 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on the phone for high school sports in the upper Miami Valley. Thanks in Rushi to Superior Aluminum and the Francis Schulze Company. Superior provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. And Francis Schulze distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Kickoff, Luthman, Anna, high in the air, hits at the 13. It is muffed on the play back at the 8 by Hagerman, the return man for Sherwood Fairview. He eventually does pick it up, and he scrambles his way out over the 15 to the 18, brought it back 10 yards. Good coverage by Anna. Luthman's kickoffs are a factor.
Yeah, he's had a heck of a first half.
Sherwood now has got to take it 82 yards. Down 7 is Sherwood Fairview, which opened the game quickly up 14-0. Quarterback Poulter. Oh, low snap. Gets it off the ground. Fires a pass in the flat. Yes, reception caught there by the receiver Lucas Kovacs is on him. He jammed him immediately at the 21. Minimal gain of 3. Well, Kovacs, Johnny on the spot.
Yeah, and a nice open field tackle, too. There was nobody behind him.
Second down and 7 for Sherwood Fairview. Just over 4 to play here in the second quarter. Anna 27, Fairview 20. Line of scrimmage, the 21 of the Apaches. Four receivers now. A quartet out to the left. Quarterback, though, looks to the right. One-on-one coverage. And coming back toward the quarterback is Ripke. He hangs on at the 26 or 27. He's belted out of bounds right there. Again, a gain, but not enough on second down to get the first down. So it brings up a third and short, third and about 4 feet for Fairview. In the spread, the quarterback. Let's see if Anna comes after it. Poulter back at his 21. Here come the Rockets with pressure. Quarterback's in trouble. He is caught. He's nabbed. Down he goes. 19-yard line. You could feel the intensity from the Anna defensive front as they bolted through. Good secondary play by Anna. The Rockets had the receivers blanketed, and the QB was not confident in unleashing the football. And three or four white jerseys, Chuck, simply collapsed around the quarterback, Poulter.
Well, I liked Anna's call on their short yardage when they threw the ball, the little short dump pass.
Didn't like that.
That was going to be a long throw with a yard to go.
Right. Here is Frank back in punt formation at the three. Oh, my.
Wow.
It's a sensational punt. It's on the far side of the field. It's headed toward the boundary at the 47, stays inbounds, and takes a monumental hop all the way to the Anna 31. 3:08 to go in the second quarter.
The 50-yard punt.
Now keep in mind, Anna kicked off to start the game, right,
yeah,
Chuck?
Yeah, they deferred, so they'll get the ball to start. That's why they're not going to do anything different. They're going to come out here and just run the ball and try to go down here and get another score before the half.
Yep. Let's see if we can spot Riley Hulskamp. Maybe.
Yeah, he's in there. He played defense on the last series.
Yeah. How about that? He was out, what, several plays on offense?
Yep.
Riley missed a handful of plays offensively during that last Anna drive, nursing a slight lower leg injury. Here's a toss sweep around the end as Bixler fed it on the play to Hulskamp. Look at him go. Scrambling, 35-40. A juke move, another to the 43. Good for 12.
Wow.
How many double-digit runs from scrimmage for Anna? They get over 10 yards play after play.
Eight.
Wow. I figured it was up there. I don't know how many times I've said gain of 12, gain of a dozen, 10, 11, 213, or I should say 243 to go here in the second quarter. First down, Anna. Rockets 43. Anna 27, Fairview 20. Snap to Bixler. Hulskamp left end. Does he get the corner turn? Oh, what a block by Anna. Hulskamp bullies his way past a tackler at the 50. Barrels to the 45. 12 more again. Woo! Who threw that block? Was it Luthman?
No, that was Minnick. Luthman was there at the end, but Minnick's the one that led the play and just put him on his back.
Wow. Malachi Minnick put a pancake block on a would-be tackler for Sherwood Fairview. What a hit applied by Minnick. That may have been the best offensive block in a running play we've seen all year long.
It was terrific.
2:24 to go. Second quarter. First down, Anna. 45 of Sherwood. Here's a run to the right by Hulskamp. He's hemmed in. Tries to cut it back. He's upset at the 45, the line of scrimmage. Anna's got three timeouts remaining. Sherwood Fairview's got two. We're down to 2:04 to go, second quarter. Second and 10, Anna. Sherwood, 45-yard line. Rockets, 27. Apaches, 20. What an entertaining and well-played Division VI regional semifinal here tonight at Harmon Field in Wapakoneta. It has been superb. High-scoring high school football. Snap to Bixler, fakes the inside handoff to Minnick, pitches to Hulskamp. Does he have the edge? He's on the corner. 41-40, bulldozes out of bounds. Let's see where the referee spots it. He gave him every bit of that last plunge, Chuck.
Yep, but he caught him still in bounds. So
all the way to the 37, third and two, Anna. That play went for eight. Looked like it might be slowed down after four or five.
Yep.
We're all the way down to a minute 14. Clock a factor.
sticking them too long to get the plays in.
Anna ahead by 7. Rockets get the ball to start the third quarter. Anna needs 2 right here for a first down. Snap to Bixler. Fakes the inside handoff. Bart keeps. Wiggles his way to the line of scrimmage over it. He's tossed down at the 30. Anna gets a timeout. Marker down at the point of attack. It might be against Anna.
They hadn't caught a hold all night, so.
That one hurts. The Rockets would have had a first and 10 at the Sherwood Fairview 30. Instead now, Chuck, Anna's got a third and a bunch.
Way back. Careful here. You don't want to do anything to turn the ball over.
Right, because you're getting the ball to start the second half.
Absolutely.
54 ticks left in the clock. Don't make a blunder. Third down for Anna. And about 13 or 14 to go for a first down at the 48 of Sherwood Fairview. Here comes run pressure from the defense of Fairview. And that heat on the line of scrimmage caused some nervous feet from the Rockets, who commit a 5-yard penalty. 2 in a row. A major penalty and then a pre-snap infraction. And Anna retreats to its 47. Third and 18, 44 seconds to go, second quarter. Anna 27, Sherwood Fairview 20.
Well, this to me is just like last week. There was not a time that I felt like Minster stopped Anna. Anna stopped themselves.
And Sherwood Fairview takes a timeout. We'll take one as well, Chuck. Rockets up 7, last half minute, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCow manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCow supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCow. Locally, LaCow is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center.
And we thank the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Call Chris North. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Give Chris a buzz at 937-498-7282. Chris North, Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, 937-498-7282, or facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Third and 18, Anna, at the Rockets 47. And would you believe another marker is down against Anna?
They weren't set for the play yet. How can you have a false start?
Chuck, you need to give that message somehow to the referees.
They don't care. You heard me call him fat.
3 plays, 3 penalties, Anna.
Yeah, now you just do something really. Make them use their last timeout and punt the ball away.
31 seconds to go, first half. Third and 23, Anna. Roll out, Bixler. Sprint draw, Yuleskamp. He's on the loose around the left end. Gets up to the 45. Run out of bounds at the 49. Maybe a face mask. Could be. Now, a face mask penalty from that spot on the field, I don't think would give Anna first down, but would give them the third down play all over again. Oh, there are 2 markers, maybe 3. It happened right in front of the Fairview bench. Oh, my goodness gracious. Anna penalized again.
Yeah, they declined it, so.
Well, the running play by Yuleskamp winds up resulting in an advance of about 7 or 8. So it's 4th and 23 for Anna at the Rockets 48. Now, Anna lines up as if the Rockets are going to run a play from scrimmage. But this is a patented pooch punt formation from Bixler. Nobody back for Sherwood. Now,
himself not to wave their arm.
Anna's head coach Nick Marino flashing signals to Bart Bixler in the middle of the field, and Anna gets a timeout. We're all the way down to 24 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Anna up 27-20 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Final 24 ticks off the clock. Second quarter. Anna's in punt formation. Luthman back at the 25. Sherwood Fairview yet to send somebody downfield, Chuck. Not believing Anna's going to kick it. You know they have to.
I don't think there's any doubt they're going to kick it.
Fourth and 17. Luthman pops it end over end. It's going to hit at the 16. Oh, it takes an Anna roll at the 10, at the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Anna downs it. 13 seconds to go. Anna received the ball to start the second half.
With such little time left, I guess what they didn't want is a muff punt or return, fumble the ball and a return, something like that. So.
But I tell you what, given the speed of these Sherwood Fairview players, I might have sent somebody back and tried to return it. Hey, it was a kickoff return last week for Fairview, which registered their final score, which helped this club beat Lima Central Catholic.
Right.
And now they got to run a play from scrimmage at the one.
They can't take a knee.
No. And the quarterback, believe it or not, is still in the spread. Now he comes up under center, takes it, falls forward, and that will end the first half of play. Excuse me. Oh, what a first half. Great initial two quarters. Outstanding performance by the offenses from both teams. Anna 27, Sherwood Fairview 20. Rocket spotted the opponent a 14-0 lead in the first 5 minutes plus. And then Anna roared from behind and scored four of the last five TDs over the final quarter and a half of that first half of play. Anna up 7. Hopefully Riley Uhlskamp is okay, shaken up a little bit late in that second quarter. Did return to run the football on Anna's last possession. Two quarters in the books here at Harmon Field at Wapakoneta. Anna on top by a touchdown over Sherwood Fairview. 27-20 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about six or seven times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Harmon Field at Wapakoneta. Easy for me to say. Anna Band performing now. And the Rocket Band has a lot to toot about because Anna's on top of 7, 27-20, after trailing 14-0 in the first 5 minutes plus. Our anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And we also extend a big thank you to additional underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. Eilerman Construction, located in Fort Loramie. We'll hear from Eilerman at length before our halftime is completed. Thanks so much to Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney on Wapak Avenue. Like to let you know that our halftime is brought to you by the Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Wilson Health Sports Medicine is the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. Thank you, Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Which sponsors our halftime report, Chuck. We've got a lot of numbers to deliver to our audience.
Yeah, both teams have a lot of offense going in the first half. Anna ran the ball 29 times for 226 yards. Fairview ran it 7 times for 3 yards. Anna, 4 of 5 throwing the ball, 93 yards, 319 total yards. Fairview, 13 of 20, 223 yards, 226 total yards for the first half. 11 first downs for the Rockets, 8 for Fairview, 6 penalties on Anna for 45 yards. Fairview had 3 for 30. Anna had the only turnover, a fumble in the first quarter.
Well, what in the world do these two head coaches, Nick Marino for Anna and the coach Doug Rakes for Sherwood Fairview, say to their teams at halftime?
It's all defense. I guarantee you that's all they're talking is defense. They throw the ball. I don't know what you can do about it. You got to get your head turned. It's easier said than done. You know, you're out there and you're chasing a kid and he's got 2 yards on you. And if you feel like if you turn to find the ball, he's going to get farther behind you. But you got to read his eyes. You got to read his hands. And that is what Emerson did on that really nice play down there. Yep. As soon as the receiver started to reach up, that's when he took a look back and put a hand up. That's when you know the ball's coming. So, you know, I was not a defensive back, but I watched a lot of TV.
Both teams have got to stay healthy. We saw Chase Singer, a key defensive player for Sherwood Fairview, go to the sideline. He limped off. Riley Hulskamp, likewise, in that second quarter for Anna. Neither team can afford to lose one of its stellar performers.
No, neither one of those. And I'll go back. You can get a whole list of them. All the wide receivers for the Apaches, and then Cade Poulter is as good a throwing quarterback as I've seen in years in high school.
Yeah, he's outstanding.
I've been incredibly impressed with him.
He can sling it. About 17 minutes away from the start of the second half of this game, I'd like to remind you, the winner takes on the Liberty Center Archbold winner. That game is 21-21 at the end of the second quarter.
Yep.
The winner of that contest takes on the victor here tonight, next Friday night, in a region championship game at a site to be determined. That is our halftime report. 27-20, Anna leads Sherwood Fairview here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there. there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine,
keeping athletes healthy and in the game. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And I am Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Harmon Field at Wapakoneta. The site chosen for this game tonight, second rounder, Division 6 in this region, number 23. Tomorrow night, we've got Marion Local Fort Loramie. The site for that game, St. Mary's. Meanwhile, another Division 7 game going on tomorrow night in this region is taking place at Piqua, the site chosen for Lima Perry and New Bremen. Here at Harmon Field at Wapakoneta, Anna on top of Sherwood Fairview. It's been a thriller, exciting, a lot of great plays. Rockets up 7, 27-20. Well, a week ago, I had the opportunity to spend time with Jerry Snodgrass, the Commissioner, Chief Executive Officer of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, and we talked about this very thing, selection of sites for postseason contests.
It's playoff time, a postseason in the OHSAA. Highlight site selection for postseason matches, games, contests. What are the criteria?
Well, first of all, you're right. It's one of the most exciting times of the year. You know, the excitement that builds. Unfortunately, I think our staff doesn't get to realize that excitement because they're so busy, you know, selecting sites, going through all the administrative responsibilities that go with it. But even at the time, typically on Wednesday or Thursday of each week, our staff goes through possible scenarios in the football playoff, so we look at what matchups could exist in the next week. I mean, it's easy to look and see if this team wins or if this team wins. Yeah. And so we start looking at potential sites. Then what we do is reach out to those potential sites, give them the scenario that if these two teams match up, we'd like to come your way. Given that, we wait for a yes or no. They don't have to host anything. The challenge with it is, in the sport of football, a site that hosts a game, you know, one really puts on a great public display of their communities. They also receive concession stand money, parking money. That's why schools charge parking. We don't require it, but the schools do it to raise funds.
Sure.
At the same time, when we get into the sports of volleyball, volleyball, soccer is the big one, and even sometimes with basketball, there are so many other things going on in schools, you can't get them to host. And so I'm so thankful for the schools that do, but in some of those other sports, and again, baseball, softball, volleyball, soccer is the big one, we just cannot get people to host games, and as a result of that, that results in more travel for teams, although people don't realize that we pay for that travel to schools.
Sure.
So a lot of challenges that go with that, and it makes the football site selection a little bit easier. We look at past crowd history. We look at facilities. We look at the management, and that's a big key. But we also have to look, obviously, at geography.
How about turf?
You know what? We've gotten to the point where we don't, in most of our sports, it's not required. However, there are so many turfed fields, we'd be crazy not to use them.
Sure.
Soccer, we have two of the best grass fields probably in America, in Lexington and Findlay. We try to use those grass fields because they're soccer-only facilities, and the state championships played on grass. Mm-hmm. Soccer aficionados love it on grass. But every other sport, an outdoor sport like that, football, every one of our games is on artificial surfaces.
The National Football League has set an extreme standard for instant replay. Everybody in the stands at a high school game has got a phone, and they're doing video while the game is taking place. Any prospect in the future for tough, challenging officiating decisions to be replayed by video?
Well, I will say this. For the first time ever, the National Federation, the rules that we play by, as every state does except Texas, the rules of the game this year by the NFHS now will allow video replay at state championship games.
Oh.
So we have instituted, we will be using it. There are no coach challenges. We have a procedure to follow on it, but we have an individual, and it's expensive for us to do that. Keeping in mind, too, that you must have the same number of cameras, you must have the proper angles. Here's the drawback with video replay. I think it's one of the biggest challenges we face today. You're right. Every person sitting in the stands has a camera, but maybe some schools don't. Mm-hmm. Or maybe some schools, it's blurry. Or maybe some schools, oh, I didn't get my video in time. So we can't have video replay where we have it in one place and don't have it in another. The consistency is so important. The other biggest, when you look at it this way, the NFL on any given day probably does not have more than 12 games. With Monday night, Thursday night, and Sunday night, I doubt there are any more than 12 games on any given day.
Right.
The NFL has a decent amount of money, too, and I'm laughing. So the number of cameras, every single NFL game is televised, whether it's regionally or nationally. So they have the same number of cameras, the proper angles on every single play. We have 720, I believe it is, football-playing schools in Ohio. It is impossible to have that in today's world. 10 years from now, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But that's why we cannot use it at the high school level. For consistency reasons, it just isn't possible.
Currently in high school football, 8 teams in each region of each of the 7 divisions qualify for the postseason. How about 10? How about 12 teams from each region in each division making the postseason?
You know, I go back, first of all, probably 8 or 10 years ago, and I realize it's a little bit older study, but USA Today put out a study or survey, I should say, they ranked the playoff systems in all the 50 states. And Ohio's was ranked 1 or 2. I can't remember what it was.
Wow.
The Harbin ratings, you know, and they have stood the test of time.
Neat.
While they've stood the test of time, I mean, we have a couple schools this year. Gibsonburg, for one, up in Northwest Ohio, finished 10-0, did not get into the playoffs. However, and I feel for them, but at the other point of that is they also played a couple teams that were 0-10.
No.
We can't control that.
No.
But as long as the playoff system is ranked upon that, you know, that's the way it is. So that leads to that discussion. Well, the football coaches are soon to present to our board of directors a procedure that we do permit. They have put forth a proposal, and they're surveying right now the coaches across the state. And that's just one factor. It's just if 80% 80% of the coaches want it, that does not mean that it's automatic that we put it in. We have a system, we have an organizational system and a structure, checks and balances, that our board does that. But their proposal is to go, I believe it's to 12, I'm not real sure what it is, but again, keeping in mind that while I say that video replay is one of the biggest challenges we have in high school football, the other biggest challenge we have is the size of our state. We are the third, I believe, largest football playing state, and it's the only sport that we don't permit every single team to be in the playoffs.
Yes. Yeah.
And ironically, we get more proposals in the other sports like soccer, baseball, and all those that want people want to not let everybody in the tournament because there are so many blowouts in those first rounds. So you have to balance all those factors.
Jerry Snodgrass, Commissioner, Chief Executive Officer of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Harmon Field in Wapakoneta. Anna 27, the Apaches of Sherwood Fairview 20. We're about 6 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Go to Goffney at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney for high-quality furniture priced just right. Priced to fit your budget with finance options and easy application. The highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. At Goffney, you'll find a perfect fitting mattress by using the new innovative support report system. Come in and try it. You'll feel the results. Go Goffney, GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. We've got you covered at Goffney Furniture, just west of I-75 on Route 47. Now part two with Jerry Snodgrass of the OHSAA as we highlight the successful sports of bowling and lacrosse, plus other new and emerging sports.
Bowling, lacrosse continue to develop, highlight their growth and the prospects for girls wrestling, boys volleyball, for example.
You know, I'm lucky when I tell you this because I was on the other side of the table here, I think it was 14 years ago, I believe, when I was president of our board of directors at the time. So I've actually transitioned from a board member to an employee here. It's like a school board member becoming a principal or a superintendent. But at the time I was president of the board, we adopted bowling. And I was very proud of that. And if you recall, a lot of people at that time thought, bowling? Are you kidding me? It is one of the greatest things that we have adopted. And in the MAC area, the Coldwater area that is so prevalent in that sport, It is one of the greatest thrills to go to state bowling, or for that matter, any bowling match, see kids that probably don't play another sport and the excitement that they have. We have to look out of the box at other sports like that. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to get through some of our rather archaic rules, and where people sometimes talk about things are all about money. They're not all about money. They're about kids. But at the same time, we are a business. So it's difficult sometimes to take on a sport. We get a lot of proposals for archery, trap shooting, bass fishing, and I often claim I would love to manage that sport. But at the same time, we have proposals out there for girls wrestling. There are 60 schools right now that have girls wrestling.
Wow.
Olentangy Orange in the Columbus area just filled their entire schedule. Now, keeping in mind of those 60 teams, some of them only have one wrestler. I get that. But some have, up to 12 kids. We track that. There is a wrestling tournament this year for girls sponsored by the Coaches Association that we're going hand in hand and partnering with. So I see that on the horizon, as well as I do see boys volleyball on the horizon. Mm-hmm. But we have to create a model that is financially sound. I know people don't like to hear that, but to stay in business and do what we're doing for all of our sports, it's a reality.
Yeah, very interesting information. We've seen the media coverage, the declining number of officials, referees, umpires in all sports. How is this problem overcome?
Well, we can do away with everybody's cell phone, number one, so they don't have video replay. That is really hurting. That is really hurting. On any given day after, especially after a tournament contest in anything,
sure.
Video comes to us about a call that was made incorrectly. Probably was. I mean, I don't know of too many games. I was a basketball coach for the bulk of my career and previous career, and I'm sure that officials made mistakes. I always helped them out, but they wouldn't take my advice. When I went back and looked at the calls later, sometimes I was right, sometimes I was wrong. That is really leading to the demise. As far as money goes, you know, it's never going to get wealthy enough for them. That's a challenge, because in the sport of soccer, if you're young, mobile, and in good shape, you're going right to the college level.
Yep.
And
yep.
If you're going right to the college level, you probably know that.
Yep.
And as a result of that, we're unable to really broaden our ranks of that because of that. So those challenges, let alone fan behavior. I think, you know, fan behavior, though, is kind of, you know, an advent of the video replay or the cell phone video and all that. So it's challenging, and we are going to work on a plan to help recruit. I have to say this. New Bremen, where one of our great young, great officials is, Ben Kramer is one of our officials, also a football official, was the first in Ohio to start a class in the schools that teaches officiating. They can get their license.
Oh, like it.
And he has done a wonderful job on that, and we are up to 50 schools that now offer a class for their students.
Good.
Now, many of them are taking the class and they're not following through to get their license. Part of that is money. Part of that is the cost of equipment. So we have to look at that a little bit, how we can help. And the second part of that is we have to retain them. Retaining officials once they get a license is one of the big challenges we have.
Well, as you alluded a moment ago, every referee believes that 100% of the time he's believed to be 50% wrong.
That's a great point. And you know, too, younger officials, it's an advent of Gen X and millennials and everybody else, but, you know, they're in it for a year, and many of them want to do a state tournament game that first year, and if they don't see that reward, you know, they kind of just fade out of it. Not all of them are like that. Yeah. But, boy, when I go to a game right now and I see a young official, you know, a very young, I'm just as impressed by them as I am impressed by the older officials on the crew that have brought that young person in and made them part of their crew to train them.
Well, it's a unique side occupation. It's almost got to be in your blood, doesn't it?
It does, and I think, you know, I always tell younger people this, athletes. I talk to them about giving back, and they can give back to their sport by doing that. I also tell them they're probably the most trained to block out crowd noise. So it shouldn't, you know, I think you have to really kind of be part of that somewhere in your career to understand that you have to block it out, that it doesn't mean anything. You perform. Players perform on the court without that crowd noise affecting them. A lot of people don't realize that. So they're well trained going into it.
Jerry Snodgrass, Commissioner, Executive Director, Ohio High School Athletic Association, a guest here at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com. We're seconds away from the beginning of our third quarter of this Region 23 Division 6 football game here tonight at Harmon Field in Wapakoneta. Anna 27, Sherwood Fairview 20. The Apaches kick it off. It's an onside kick to start the second half of this game, and it appears to be a successful one. It's booted across the 50 to the Anna 48, and Sherwood Fairview is all over it. Recovery, Sherwood Fairview. Here comes a flag in late. Let's see what the discussion will be about.
Coach went out all the way out on the field. He's gonna, and that was the second one, so that's going to be a penalty.
Oh, boy, what a start to the second half of this game, Chuck. Sherwood Fairview pulling a surprise. And have you ever seen a better onside kick? Of course, Anna wasn't looking for it. Rockets were retreating. And as Anna was retreating, the ball was trickling toward them. Rockets didn't know the ball was bounding across.
That was the element of surprise.
Yep, it sure was. Trickery by Sherwood Fairview to start the third quarter. By the Apaches, who got the ball at the Anna 41. Well done, special teams execution by Sherwood Fairview. Here's the quarterback, Poulter, from the 41, arching a bomb down the left side. He overthrew his receiver by 6 or 7 yards. What that onside kick tells me, Chuck, Sherwood Fairview knows, just like Anna knows, you can't afford to get 2 touchdowns behind in the second half of this game.
No, you need stops, and that's better than a stop.
Yep. 27-20, Anna leads. Sherwood Fairview pulled off an onside kick to start the second half. And it was a clinic, just like you draw it up.
Well, I didn't say it out loud. I'm sitting there thinking, man, that'd be a good spot for an onside kick.
And it was.
And it worked.
Exceptionally well performed. Second down and 10. The quarterback in trouble. Back at the 50. He's corralled. He's spilled. A sack of 8 yards. Guess who? Malachi Minnick, Will Luthman again.
They're doing this with three rushers because they have no choice. They got to have these other eight kids back playing pass defense. So they're getting to the quarterback with just three guys.
So that's how daggone good the senior defensive linemen for Anna are.
Absolutely.
So now Sherwood Fairview, which pulled off an onside kick to start the third quarter, faces a third and 17 from the Anna 48. Let's see if Anna can get a stop and force a punt. Five receivers flanked. Ball dead center, middle of the field on the Wapakoneta W. Quarterback firing a bullet, middle of the field. Anna is there to pick it off. Hit the 23. Guess who? Riley Hillscamp. 30, 35, 36. Poulter threw late over the middle, deep into traffic, and he paid the price.
Yeah, Hillscamp just out there playing center field, which as soon as that ball went up in the air, you saw him go right towards it. He looked like the receiver.
Riley with a very good pickoff last week against Minster. Rocket set up shop, 35-yard line in Anna's end. Anna does not allow the onside kick recovery by Sherwood to haunt.
No, they did a nice job.
Here is the snap back to Bart Bixler. Handoff right up the middle of Hillscamp. It's a dive for a couple. From the 35 to the 37, second down 8 for Anna. Opening a minute 15 of the third quarter, 27-20 Rockets lead. Anna in the road, white, green numbers, white head gear, green stripe. Sherwood Fairview, the home, black, bright gold numerals, black head gear, gold piping. Snap back to Bixler. Hillscamp sweeping left. Uh-oh, he's corralled. Oh, he breaks free. Breaks free again. He blasts ahead for about 8 or 9. Close to a first down. Riley.
How I got out of that?
He is the stutter step extraordinaire.
Yeah, they had two guys wrapped around him that time, and he just went right through them.
Yeah, he'll give you the left leg, and then he's off and running with the right.
Yeah, if you mentioned on the way in, they give him a shoe, and then they say, see ya.
Yeah, these tacklers untie his laces every play. Third and a yard and a half for Anna. Handoff. I think it goes to Malachi Minnick. He puts his head down, barges. He's at the 45. All depends on the forward progress spot. I think he's very, very close. Ooh, if he's short, it's an inch or two.
Yeah, they're going to have to measure this.
Rockets might have been shortchanged 6 inches on the spot. Maybe not.
I think that was a pretty good spot. I think the guy got it. He didn't quite get to the 45. He was just a quarter of an inch short.
Nose of the football is at the 45, the very fringe of the stripe. Chain is stretched. Does Anna have it, or are the Rockets shy by inches? Oh, the officials examine and say first down, Anna, as you can tell by the roar of the crowd. 9:34 to go, third quarter. Anna 27, Sherwood Fairview 20. It was Malachi Minnick who bulldozed for the final 4 feet on that last play. Cam Stewart, yet to be featured in this offensive attack. Look for him to be a part of it anytime soon.
I'm still waiting for that play action down the middle pass.
45 of Anna. Bixler fakes to Hillscamp. Fart up the middle. He's got a seam. Bixler behind the linebackers. He puts his head down. He's charging to the 40. Stays on his feet and lunges to the 35. Oh, Bixler with a snappy 20-yard gain.
And he was half a step from taking that all the way.
Uh-huh. 3 minutes gone, third quarter. Anna's biggest lead is 7 right now, 27-20. Apaches led 14-0 in the first 6 minutes. Here's Bixler. He reads, fakes to Hillscamp. Bart keeps. He's rolled to the turf at the 31-yard line.
That's a 4-yard gain, and it didn't look like he had anything.
It did not at all. Caleb Skinner plopped on him, brought him down. Yeah, the offensive line for Anna gets such push.
Yeah, yeah.
And that enabled Bixler to work his way for four on that run play from scrimmage. Second down and 6, Anna, outside the 30 of Sherwood Fairview. 3.5 gone third quarter. It's Hulskamp right up the gut behind Luke Dye, the center. Hulskamp's in the clear. He cuts it back, angles toward the pylon, down inside the 5. Nipping at his heels is Rakes, the defensive back who tripped him up at the 1 or 2. Wow. Hulskamp nearly took it to the house. Oh, that offensive line for Anna. Big cavity developed. And Hulskamp zipped right through it. And then the Anna Rockets, Hulskamp, plows for the final 4 feet and a touchdown.
All right. Well, what a nice job of getting over that onside kick. The defense stepped up and got him the ball back, and Anna just went right down their throats.
33-20, Rockets lead the Apaches. 5 of the last 6 touchdowns in this game have been scored by Anna, which spotted Sherwood Fairview a 14-0 cushion early. Extra point try by Ambus of Anna is high in the air. It might be fading to the right, and it is. He missed it. Well, 5 of 7 last week was Ambus for Anna, and here in this game so far tonight, he was
3 for 5.
He's 3 for 5 tonight. 5 of 7 last week. That was a topic of discussion in our pregame with head coach Nick Marino. Rockets still up 13, just over 8 to go third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Barker Insurance in Anna, one of our longtime underwriting sponsors. Barker will tailor an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others, as Luthman torpedoes the kickoff through the end zone.
That's a rocket for a leg right there. It's too bad they can't get him out there and have worked with him as a place kicker. He'd be good from 50 yards.
Yeah, a rocket for a leg by a rocket.
Yeah, that's true.
Barker Insurance and Anna will cover you with a plan that fits your needs perfectly. Barker Insurance, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. First play from scrimmage for Sherwood Fairview from the 20. And guess what? It's a forward pass, middle of the field. It is popped up in the air by Anna in the secondary. What a job by Hulskamp and Leininger. Broken up, no good at the 30-yard line.
Well, he had completed his last 6 passes in the end of the first half. He's missed his first 3 to start the second half.
Anna is adjusting defensively to the Sherwood Fairview attack. 4 minutes gone, third quarter. Anna 33, Apaches of Sherwood Fairview 20. Second down and 10 for Poulter, or I should say Poulter, the quarterback. It's a pass, a look in to one of his wideouts, Riley Lucas. He picks it off at the 26, stays on his feet, and rambles to the 30, over it to the 31. It is a first down. Gain on the play of 11. Short pass, good run after catch. 7:50 left, third quarter. Anna 33, Fairview 20. Receiver split left and right, a bunch tight on the left. Let's see if that's the direction the quarterback goes. Poulter looking that way. Zeroes in to the sideline for Rakes on the dead run. It's high through his hands. No good.
I haven't seen that all night. A receiver not catch a pass.
Boy, the cold weather can have an impact as the night wears on. The ball certainly gets no softer. It gets colder and harder. Second down and 10, Sherwood Fairview. Line of scrimmage, Apaches 31. Anna ahead with 13 after falling back 14-0 in the first 5.5 minutes. Sherwood Fairview a little confused with the offensive set. Bunch receivers, four to the right. Empty backfield, draw up the middle. Quarterback meets resistance. He bucks ahead to the 29. Doesn't get to the line of scrimmage. He is nailed.
Luthman just stood the blocker up, and then they gave Minnick the tackle, which he did. But Luthman's the one that blew that play up.
At will occupied an offensive blocker, made sure
two of them.
Two of them. Made sure the quarterback didn't work his way through. And then help arrived.
Minnick said, thank you very much.
Anna is on to that play, the quarterback draw. Third and 13. Wound up being a minus three. Snap to Polder. Deep drop. 12 yards behind the line. Here comes pressure. Here comes pressure. Look out. He's nailed. The quarterback, Polder, is upended. Back inside the 20 at the 19-yard line. Anna's defense,
wow,
like a work of art now, barricading this quarterback in the pocket.
Yeah. Luthman has just been he's Chase Young tonight, except he's eligible to play.
Right. I like it. 6:20 left here in the third. Sherwood Fairview's Frank in deep punt formation at his goal line. Let's see if Anna gets a chance to return. No way, because Frank boots it low on a line to his own 47.
Well, the ball bounced back to him, so he couldn't get any kind of a rhythm on the kick.
Oh, boy. Well, we've seen Anna turn things around since the first several minutes of the game. Back then, Anna made a few boo-boos.
Yep.
Sherwood Fairview, not so clean, Chuck, over the last quarter and a half.
It's 33-6 since they jumped out to that 14-0 lead.
Righto. Tell you what, Anna could really put a hurting on Sherwood Fairview with points on this possession.
I'm waiting for that pitch to Huelskamp and then his pitch out to Minnick. That was incredible last week. It did twice they ran it.
One half, the third quarter is gone. Snap to Bixler. Hand off Huelskamp. He slashes left tackle. Oh, look at that hole develop. Huelskamp is on the move. And he shoots down to the 30. Spilled at the 29. A dash on the play of 18 by Riley Huelskamp. Offensive line for Anna. We don't sing the praises of that line group enough. Evan Poppelman, Will Luthman, Luke Dye, Anthony Billing, Dylan Steinke-Ellinger. Don't leave out Cam Stewart, the H-back. He'll line up as the tight end. He throws key blocks as well. First and 10, Anna, inside the 30 of Sherwood Fairview. Oh, Huelskamp in motion. Bixler, a little flip to Riley. Look at him go. Right end. Gets a block. Another one. Another. Huelskamp slips the tackle. And there he goes down to the 6-yard line.
1 yard.
Huelskamp for a plus 21. He is putting on a display.
Well, nobody on this side of the field shocked. They were shocked when it was 14-0, but they're not shocked what they're watching now.
We near the 5-minute mark, third quarter. Anna knocking on the door. Here's a pitch out to Huelskamp. He's circling left end, being trailed by a couple of black shirts. Huelskamp manages to wriggle free down inside the 5. Might have gotten the 3 or 2. Goal to go from there for Anna. Caleb Skinner caught Huelskamp, preventing a score. Bixler and Huelskamp appear to be maybe a little fatigued.
I'm a little tired, and I'm not even running.
Whew, yeah, we're getting winded talking about
them.
The knee touchdown at the 3. Second and goal, Anna. It's Huelskamp. Big hole. Line of scrimmage. He barges in. Touchdown. Huelskamp finishes off the drive. And Anna is pouring it on. After spotting Sherwood Fairview a 14-0 lead, Anna Rockets lead 39-20.
Wow. I'm impressed. I've been impressed.
And Chuck up by three touchdowns. Though you've missed two extra points, I don't think there's a compelling need to go for two.
Yeah, you kick this one.
Ambus tries it. That one appears to be on the money. Got it. Ambus is 4 for 6 on PATs tonight. And Anna's on top, but 20. Rockets have doubled the score, 40-20 over Sherwood Fairview. 4:22 to go, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, Harmon Field, Wapakoneta. Anna 40, Sherwood Fairview 20. Luthman, another booming kickoff to the 2-yard line. Here's the return up the near sideline by Lucas. He's at the 15, the 20, and he's crashed out of bounds just over it. Hard hit by Anna. Rockets with the momentum. Chuck, it's a team which has made the necessary adjustments over the last two-plus quarters.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that I'm going to be surprised if we're not watching Anna play for a state championship. I don't know who's going to stop them offensively.
No, it's a machine. No doubt about it. Blazing speed. So shifty are Bixler and Huelskamp. And they don't get hurt. If they're down, it's not long. Here's the quarterback, Poulter, back at his 11, first and 10. It's a flat pass up the left side. It goes for a gain of maybe 3. Caught, then a tackle, ruled a drop. No good.
There's not another team that can have 3 guys rush the quarterback and play pass defense with 8 more, and they've got 6 sacks against him.
Crazy performance. Luthman, Minnick, the entire Anna defense has made significant adjustments since the first 6 minutes of this game. And the offense for Sherwood Fairview is stymied. Second down and 10. Here's a screen behind the line of scrimmage in open space. It's caught on the play by Caleb Frank, but he's thrown down behind the line. A minus 5.
Richards, heck of a play.
Jeffrey Richards with very good quickness was right in the space where the wingback caught the flat pass behind the line. That's a play that time and time again during the season, Sherwood Fairview has used effectively. Anna diagnosed it, smothered it, third, and about 12 or 13 to go for a first down for Fairview at their own 17 or 18-yard line. Trips to the right. Poulter looks this way. Fires middle of the field. Is it too high? Triple coverage. Almost picked off.
Wow. There was no way that pass was going to be caught.
3 white shirts put the pinch on Riley Lucas. He had no chance in the world.
Nope. That was just a throw down the middle. I feel bad for the play caller for them because he's out of plays.
Nothing is working. Anna has got everything covered up, blanketed thoroughly.
The only thing worse would be the defensive coordinator for them.
3:22 to go, third quarter. Here's the punt by Frank. It is away from Huelskamp. He says, I want no part of it. It hits at the 47 in Fairview's end and stops. 48 is where Anna's got it, leading 40-20, and we've got 15 minutes to play yet.
Yep. I'm cold.
It's quite chilly. A little bit of a breeze blowing into the press box from the northwest. We had to take out the plexiglass windows, which were covered up with a film you couldn't see through.
Yeah, well, why would you not have glass in a press box that you can't see through?
As a result, with wide open windows, the breeze blowing in, And hopefully my voice does not check out before we have to check out. Just over three to go here in the third, 40-20, Anna.
Oh, come on, fix the chains. It's cold out here.
What's the best way, Chuck, to describe Anna's offense? Is it relentless?
That's a good word. They've got a two-headed monster in that backfield. And when he needs to, he can throw the ball, and everybody else adds to what they do.
And here's a typical play, Chuck, that looked like it was going to be aborted. A low snap to Bixler back in the shotgun, and he somehow fed the ball off to Hulskamp. Looked like there was penetration by Sherwood Fairview, but Hulskamp managed a couple yards.
337 yards on the ground now for the Rockets.
Anna chewing up Sherwood Fairview. 2:40 left in the third quarter. 40-20, Anna. Second down, 8 at the Sherwood 46. Two receivers to the left. Straight away, Hulskamp right behind the center, Luke Dye. He puts his head down. He's digging. 45, 40, caught at the 34. First and 10, Anna.
They had 21 first downs last week against Minster. They've got 17 now.
12-yard bolt by Hulskamp. 2.5 to go, third quarter. 40-20 in favor of Anna. The winner takes on the Liberty Center Archbold victor next week.
Liberty Center took a 24-21 lead in the third quarter.
Liberty Center up 3 over Archbold. And no doubt that game next week, if it involves Anna, and either Liberty Center or Archbold, could be way north. Here's Hulskamp. Big hole. Left tackle. Riley's on the way. Look at him journey toward the end zone. A march by Hulskamp. Trailing him a couple black shirts. They'll never get him. Another score. 34 yards out. The offensive line for Anna is just opening up enormous holes. Hulskamp having a field day.
He's having a game.
A minute 51 to go in the third quarter. Anna, which trailed 14-0, now leads 46-20. Extra point try coming. Ambus, it is low. Not a real good looking boot, but you can count it. Add one. 47-20, Chuck. This game is 3 points from being a continuous clock.
I know. We got close to one last week.
Who would have thought? Late third quarter, Anna piling it on scoresbroadcast.com.
All my favorite pumpkin treats.
Back at Fresh's Big Boy.
Pumpkin cheesecake.
Pumpkin spice caramel cake.
Pumpkin pie.
And there are scrumdilly episodes.
And they are for big kids, too.
Did you know the pumpkin is a new superfood?
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
And pumpkin!
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Anna Rockets scored 47 last week, Chuck, and they duplicated that tonight.
Well, they got another quarter.
Yep.
So I would say they're not done yet.
I'd agree. Anna Luthman. Oh, boy. It's another strong kickoff taken by Riley Lucas of Sherwood at the half-yard line. Oh, what a block by Sherwood. It might have been a personal foul back at the 10-yard line as a result. And Anna player is down hurt. The return to the 45 for Sherwood. But, oh, boy, Anna crowd not pleased.
That was a dirty play.
And Anna player got annihilated illegally back at the 10-yard line.
I think it's Minnick.
And the white-shirted Rocket is down and out. Oh, my goodness. A minute 42 to go in the third quarter. Anna up 47-20. Chuck will step away for a couple of minutes, maybe as much as two. back then on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Well, before our break, Malachi Minnick hustling downfield in an attempt to make a tackle on the kickoff return by Sherwood Fairview was illegally hit. It was a filthy blow,
yeah.
And during the last 2 to 3 minutes, Malachi did eventually make it up okay. Sherwood, instead of having the ball way out at the 45 because of a pretty good kickoff return, starts at its own 5 following the penalty from the spot. And the first down play is a poorly thrown ball down the right side of the field, incomplete, and it's 2nd and 10 for Sherwood. 97 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Well, Minnick's back out there. That's a good sign.
Yep. And that illegal shot on Minnick may make Anna even a little more angry.
That was a what they call a tooth rattler.
Here is the quarterback, Poulter, back to throw. A bullet in the left flat. Good for a plus 5. It'll be 3rd and about 4 or 5 to go for a first down for Sherwood Fairview. Nolan Emerson came up to grab the receiver right away for Anna. Final minute, 3rd quarter. Poulter from a 6 will take the shotgun snap. He's at his 4. Fires, left sideline, incomplete, but interference on Anna at the 18.
Man, not sure about that one either. I guess it was far enough away that I'll give him a break, but it sure looked like he knocked it down clean.
Yeah,
see what where his right hand was.
Exactly.
Though.
Right hand might have been tied to the belt, yanking on to the backside of the receiver. Left hand was clean out in front with a deflection. Penalty on Anna, 15-yard step off. First down, Sherwood Fairview at the Apaches, 27. 47-20, Anna. Waning moment, 3rd quarter of this game. The Apaches led 14-0 in the first 5 minutes plus. Here's Poulter, short drop. Here comes Anna's pressure, and they knock him down. Anna Rockets steamroll the quarterback for Sherwood. No options for him. He just had to duck. So 18 yards to go here for Sherwood Fairview.
18.
2nd down for the Apaches.
I don't think they wanted to make Minnick angry.
Anna Rockets, secondary, defensive line, linebackers, they've all adjusted well since the opening minutes of this game. Final 40 seconds, 3rd quarter. Holder, the quarterback for Sherwood. It's a seam pattern, middle of the field, intended on the play for Riley Lucas. He missed him. The quarterback was behind Lucas out at the 40. Clock stops, 41 seconds to go. I tell you what, Chuck, the way this game has gotten away from Sherwood Fairview, perhaps just as well for Anna to punch in another quick score, and we get a continuous clock.
Send them home, exactly.
Yeah. Because it's gotten chippy. Temper's flaring a little bit. Third and 18, Sherwood. Line of scrimmage shy of the 20 in the Apache's end. Short drop of the quarterback, Polder. Oh, he's got happy feet, nervous feet. Anna corrals him, and they spill him back at the 12. Quarterback is decked.
That's got to be quarterback
Egbert. Yeah, that was Isaac Egbert got to him that time.
Yeah, he's been one of the leading tacklers all year long for Anna. Isaac Egbert knifed through from his linebacking spot. Good play by Isaac. How many sacks for Anna? Half dozen, seven?
Let me take a look. One, two, three, four, five, six.
I was right on. The clock winding down, final seconds, third quarter. Sherwood may not snap it in time. Fourth and 24 inside the Apaches 15, and the third quarter finishes. Anna 47, Sherwood Fairview 20 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
It's scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Anna 47, Sherwood Fairview 20. We start the fourth quarter. Fairview punting from its end zone. Line of scrimmage, the 13, Caleb Frank. He is striding backwards. Takes the long snap, 5 yards deep. He punts it. Anna's got nobody set to return. Ball hits at the 50, and it takes a 23-yard roll to the Anna 27. Rockets start first and 10. Anna didn't chance a return, had no one back. They ran away from the ball. Rockets with a commanding 27-point lead, and we are a touchdown away from a mercy rule continuous clock. Who would have thought 5 minutes into the game when Sherwood led 14-0?
Yeah, no, not me. I mean, this is surprising as heck.
Anna Rockets have been splendid. Anna sleepwalking first several minutes of the game, made a few mistakes, and they haunted. Sherwood took advantage.
Yeah, they came out winging it, that's for sure.
Uh-huh. And here's the handoff by Bart Bixler to Riley Huelskamp. He's jitterbugging, line of scrimmage, pokes his head beyond the linebackers, stays on his feet, 35-37. He got 9.5 of the 10. Might be a first down, let's see.
495 yards tonight offensively for the Rockets.
Chuck, I'm not sure why that's not a first down.
Well, if it's not, they shouldn't have moved the chains.
Original line of scrimmage was the 27. Ball's at the 38. Public address, it said second and one. Now the chain is advanced forward, and the scoreboard does show first and 10. And we could run the scoreboard, too, up here, couldn't we?
I think so.
A minute gone, fourth quarter. Huelskamp on the gallop up the middle. He hurdles a man at the 45, downed at the 48. Tackle made by Fairview's Luke Timbrook. Luke Timbrook caught him.
I don't think they've seen an offense like this in the Green Grass League.
No, the Green Meadows.
I was close. I knew it was green.
As Sherwood Fairview, for the first time in 11 years, won the Green Meadows Conference in Northwest Ohio this year. And advanced to the regional championship in its division last season. Upset LCC, Lima Central Catholic, last week. But Anna has been too much to handle tonight. Here's more firepower. Muehlkamp on first and 10 from the Anna 47. He breaks across the line of scrimmage. Oh, what a fake. Reverses his field and rips his way all the way down to the 29, 28-yard line of Sherwood.
Wow.
29 more on that run by Muehlkamp. He garnered almost 300 on the ground last week by his lonesome.
He's got to be close tonight.
And is that Muehlkamp who came off?
Yeah, if they're going to give him a rest.
Riley Muehlkamp gets a breather. He probably won't return. 10:19 to go, fourth quarter. Anna knocking on the door, threatening again. 28 of Sherwood Fairview. Snap to Bixler. It's Davies right up the gut, puts his head down, burrows to the 26, maybe one. Second down coming up. Hayden Davies on the field now for Anna. Along that defensive front for Sherwood Fairview.
He said a gain of six. That's a short 6 yards right there.
Nose tackle Tyler Martin on the stop after a 1 yard gain. It's tough to get mixed up between one and six.
Well,
sometimes I say it's two, giving the Anna ball carrier the benefit of the doubt, and it maybe is only one. Running play, Anna, right tackle, Davies breaks through. No, it's Muehlkamp back on the field, scooting, touchdown. Muehlkamp, right tackle, offensive line, what a job.
Wow, 53 points in a regional semifinal game.
A hole opened up for Riley Muehlkamp, and he exploded. Evan Puppelman, Will Luthman, Luke Dye, Anthony Billing, Dylan Steinke Ellinger. Cracked open a gap, and Muehlkamp soared through it. How long on that, John? 27?
27.
Ambus extra point looking for another one. He sails it toward the left upright. It's inside it. He makes it. Ambus PAT good. Eight touchdowns for Anna. Ambus 6 for 8 on points after. We've got a continuous clock. The final 9:27, which should go by quickly. 54-20.
Unbelievable. This is going to make some people's eyes open a little bit around the state.
Oh, yeah. The public address system announcing the final score. No, a fourth quarter score. Archbold 31, Liberty Center 24 in the fourth. The winner of that game will play Anna next Friday. 7 o'clock kickoff at a site to be determined.
Well, they're so far north, I think they're going to play it in Canada.
286 rushing yards for Riley Muehlkamp. Darn close to 600 in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
What? 290 plus last week. Just short of 290 right now.
He's having a Zeke Elliott kind of run here in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Here's the kickoff by Anna. Continuous clock in effect. Return from the 16 by Sherwood. It's run back by Doug Rakes to the far side of the field. He's cornered over there. Inside the field of play, steps out of bounds at the 16. Another Anna player got ambushed at the 15-yard line, and he's down, and it's Minnick again.
He needs to have his head on a swivel. They're smacking him.
I tell you what, he's a marked man. This Sherwood Fairview team is spying on Malachi Minnick. He's been taking some unhealthy blows. 9 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Timeout on the field. Sherwood Fairview football inside the Apaches 20. When we come back, Anna on top, 54-20 on scorersbroadcast.com.
two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, scoresbroadcast.com. Harmon Field and Wapakoneta delay at the moment. Malachi Minnick apparently shaken up for the second time here in the last few minutes. He has been popped. Sherwood Fairview has an eye out for Malachi, whose play on the defensive side of the ball has really turned the Sherwood Fairview offense inside and out.
Well, I would not have him out there anymore. No, they need him the rest of the way.
Yeah, Minnick and Luthman.
He is a force.
Minnick, Luthman, the entire secondary, the linebackers, including Egbert, special performance, limiting the Apaches to 6 points since the opening 5.5 minutes of this game. And Malachi Minnick comes off. Coaches grab a hold of him and say, hey, you are staying on the sideline.
Right, he's not happy. He didn't like that one either. I think somebody got him the same way, except the official didn't see it this time.
There have been at least a couple late hits, maybe more, on Malachi Minnick here in the second half. 8:54 to go in the game. Here is Sherwood Fairview's quarterback, Polder, rolling out to the left. He dishes a pass up the field on the numbers at the 30, and Nolan Emerson nearly makes the intercept.
Yeah, boy, right through his hands.
8.5 to go in the fourth quarter, 54-20, Anna. Of the last, what, Chuck, 8 touchdowns in this game, Anna scored 7. Is my math right?
Sure.
The last 9 touchdowns in this game, Anna scored 8.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Yeah. 14-0, Apaches led. Who would have thought? Here's a long, high-arching bomb near sideline. Out of bounds, the receiver for Sherwood makes a great catch, but it's no good.
That was a heck of a catch, but he was out of bounds.
Caleb Frank, a good yard out of bounds. So, despite the incompletion, clock continues to motor. It's running. 7:50, 7:49, continuous clock in play, 54-20, Anna in the lead by 34, and if that score up north holds, Archbold 31, Liberty Center 24, Anna would play Archbold at a site to be determined, and it could be further north than Wapakoneta.
I think London, Ontario.
Here's Polder back at a 6. He's got nervous feet. He's going to run. Line of scrimmage. He's got room. Drilled from behind at the 30. He got the first down.
There's a penalty marker.
A penalty holding on Sherwood, which kept Anna from registering another sack. 7 minutes left. 54-20 Anna. Rockets have put on a spectacular display here tonight. Sensational performance by Anna. Offense, defense, special teams. Balanced, well-rounded showing. Anna disposing of Sherwood Fairview 54-20 after being down 14-0.
The game started a little scarily because they were doing whatever they wanted to throw the ball, and then Anna did put the ball on the ground to give them their second touchdown.
Yep. 3rd and 21. Quarterback for Fairview after the penalty will throw from the end zone. It's down the right side. Aiming is Poulter for Riley Lucas on the dead run. He reaches out and cannot get it at the 29. It falls incomplete. Clock running, 6 minutes to go. And Sherwood Fairview's Caleb Frank will punt from the back edge of the end zone.
Right. Well, you got to punt.
Well, we've got a long drive back home down south. Understand that there is a traffic bottleneck on the interstate.
Bad accident with CareFlight, so
in the Anna Botkins area. So we might figure out another way to return, unfortunately. Here's the kick by Frank. Oh, my. He kind of shanked it, but he got the benefit of a great roll.
Yeah.
In the air about 20 yards, but a 15 to 20-yard bounce and a ball. Sherwood 46. But Chuck will remind our listeners that we have been brought to you tonight by Hoying and Hoying Builders, new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. So many thanks to the fine folks at Hoying and Hoying Builders. Gratitude to Paul Hoying, all the staff and associates at Hoying and Hoying Builders, about whom we'll speak at length here in just a moment. Again, Anna will return to action next Friday night, kickoff at 7, webcast time on Scores Broadcast at 6:35 p.m. Game site next Friday night to be determined. Could be perhaps in Lima. Line of scrimmage, Anna, 46, run up the middle. Davies blasting into the secondary, spilled at the 30. Good run by Davies. Building your dream home is one of the most rewarding experiences in life. And from the beginning sketch to the final landscaping, Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna is here to make building your home the most pleasurable experience possible. Hoying and Hoying Builders, creating dreams for people since 1977, combining top quality craftsmanship, the best available materials, and employees with team spirit and dedication to give you the home of your dreams. Hoying and Hoying Builders, McCartyville Road in Anna, a new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. What you can imagine, Hoying and Hoying Builders can create. And thanks as well to Reese Meyering and Company. That's Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. An additional underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com as well. Continuous clock in play. Davies just scratched out a run over left tackle for 4 down to the Sherwood 26. No real reason for Anna to hurry up and try to score here.
Snap it on 1.
We're down to 3.5 to go in the fourth. Anna 54, Sherwood Fairview 20. Run up the middle. Davies, Jukes left, Jukes right, puts his head down, and he burrows to about the 21. It'll be 3rd and about 3 to go for Anna. Final 3 minutes of this game coming up. Again, gratitude to Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna, new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Also like to remind you that we've been presented by the Sydney Daily News, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, a founding sponsor back in 06 and 07, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. What a big boost they gave us to get going here at Scores Broadcast. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. As Davies tracks forward for a first down for Anna at the 15-yard line with 2:27 to go here in the fourth quarter. And it might be a good time for Anna, Chuck, to just kneel down 2 or 3 times in succession.
It'll be close, yeah. There's no reason to do any more throwing.
54 to 20, Anna. Final 2 minutes of this game. New quarterback coming in now for the Rockets. It's Brandon Axe. I think Brandon knew on this play, might have been in on a previous couple. Axe, a 5'8 sophomore, does take it to the floor. Does put the knee down. A minute 46 to go. 54 to 20, Anna. As the final seconds kick off, Anna in victory formation. Thanks to Brookins in Fort Loramie. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy in Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The in-between, south of Botkins, food's not in-between. It is out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Call 937-498-7282. Talk to Chris North at the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Don't forget big savings, marked down prices, 15 to 50% at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, beginning December 1st. And in addition, here on scoresbroadcast.com, thanks to Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie and Regal Trophy and Awards, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Final seconds being erased off the clock. That'll do it. Anna 54, Sherwood Fairview 20. We just heard seconds ago, late in the fourth quarter, Archbold led Liberty Center 31-30.
Yep.
So Anna could very well play Archbold next week, Friday night at 7, at a site to be determined. Archbold was up a point over Liberty Center in the final minute. Chuck, great game turned in by Anna. Sluggish start. Rockets turned it around and simply blew this opponent away.
577 total yards for the Rockets, 222 for Fairview. They had 226 at halftime. They had negative 4 yards in the second half. 20 first downs for the Rockets and 10 for Fairview. 474 yards on the ground for the Rockets.
What a performance by Anna's defense over the final two quarters. How about our Clancy's honors?
I'm going to give them to you, and it's going to take me a second. The Clancy's players of the game are left tackle Dylan Stanky Ellinger, Will Luthman, Luke Dye, Anthony Billing, and you don't have any. You got to give Malachi Minnick in there on the defensive side.
Yeah.
And you also have to go with Riley Huelskamp. And I could probably pick some more. But you got to give that offensive line, because they were running free. They were 8 yards down the field before there was a defender that was close to them.
Yeah, second half, Chuck, it looked like Sherwood Fairview was playing the Cincinnati Bengals defense.
Oh, they weren't that bad.
Oh, what a terrific performance by Anna, including that offensive line. Cam Stewart, the H-back at tight end, Evan Puppelman, Will Luthman, Luke Dye, Anthony Billing, Dylan Stanky Ellinger, as Chuck noted, Riley Huelskamp, nearly 300 yards rushing, Malachi Minnick, despite two filthy blows from Sherwood Fairview players, was phenomenal tonight. Great team effort, offense, defense, special teams. All-around performance, Anna, spectacular. Those are our Clancy's winners. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Thank you.
Well, Anna's opponent next Friday night is Archbold, which nipped Liberty Center 31-30 in a thriller up north. That was the other region semifinal. Anna victorious here. Final score, Chuck, I lost track.
54-20.
54-20 as Anna defeats Sherwood Fairview, running away from the Apaches over the last three quarters. Don't forget, we'll have the webcast next week. Anna Archbold, kickoff at 7. Webcast time, 6:35 next Friday night. Tomorrow night, Marion Local, Fort Loramie from St. Mary's, kickoff at 7. We're on the web here online on scoresbroadcast.com. It's 6:35, Fort Loramie, Marion Local, a D7 regional semifinal.
Should be a good one.
It should be a great game. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside stats, color, on-site engineering from a chilly east side press box at Harmon Field in Wapakoneta. Jack Kramer saying good night. Anna wins it 54-20 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.